Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the kids that take me, I'm a bashy girl. The train wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the kids that take me, the train wanna play all day cause
yeah.
Yeah. I'm a beat that bitch. just can't take me the way I chant, the way I look. My time, my time, you think you took. But bitch, I wrote this silly book. Now I'ma sit and let it be took.
So I see it is all cunt bitches have nine lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussycat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up cause you don't got time. Bitch, go off cause it's a showdown. A pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. Pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. I am the sushi, I am the fish. Give me back my tilapia, bitch. It's a countdown to the showdown. Now it's time for you to show out. Bitch, you ready? Now let's count down.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9,
Season 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness. 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. 1 cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m., And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250, Open to All Sex Siren, 250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and Grand Prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva 4, Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance, no liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
Overall Father Tony Petrocci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and Overall Father Tony Petrocci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrocci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me. So somebody in the chat room, please let me know if you guys can hear me. Hi. All right. Black Talk is really pissing me off. So I just, you know, ask that you guys are working with me as best as you can, because Switchboard is just not working on my end. I was having problems last night with it on my end, and I am having problems again today. And I was just running late. I didn't get a chance to call them and make a complaint, but I definitely will need to call them tomorrow. So can somebody remind me tomorrow afternoon to call those motherfuckers and let them know that they are carrying on my end? Because it just can't control Switchboard this way. See, it just keeps going off and stuff. So bear with me, guys. Thank you, J-Rock. Bear with me, guys. I'm going to bring everybody on while I can. And I see that you're listening over there on your end, so I may need you as backup, Miss Thing. Tonight's show, we are going to be talking about, I don't know, I kind of want to talk about turning off ballroom and getting to real life. A lot of stuff people do is always based around all the drama and the gossip and the faggotry and things of that sort. When do people really turn that off and get to reality? You know, people who actually get up, it's like an alcoholic to me, in all honesty. An alcoholic is someone who actually gets up and has to have a drink. A heavy weed smoker, the first thing they do before they even get up is brush their teeth. I mean, they don't even brush their teeth, I'm sorry. The first thing they do when they get up is, you know, light a blunt, roll a blunt and smoke it. Or for a heavy cigarette smoker, before, you know, it's like as soon as they open their eyes, they turn over, and they reach for that pack of cigarettes and they smoke that cigarette. There's people in ballroom who do that as well when it comes to ballroom. The first thing they do that comes out of their mouth, or as soon as they open their eyes, they are moaning in the bed and voguing. The first thing out of here throughout the whole day is the beat. And they're all over the chat rooms and all the Facebook groups, and everything is just ballroom, 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 drama, gossip, faggotry. Who did what, who did where, who all this bullshit, you know. I mean, when do you get to reality? When do people focus on their real-life, everyday stuff? Going to school, working, paying bills, taking care of their health, things of that sort. When do people focus on that? When do they turn it off? Is there that switch that they know how to control when enough is enough, when they can actually balance this lifestyle, not just ballroom, but this lifestyle that we live, as well as the real world? Is there a switch that is turned on and off? And my question tonight to all the callers and to the listeners and to the people that are chatting along with us, what is your switch? When is your, when do you turn it off? Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do in your day-to-day life that is not centered around waking up, running to Facebook, going to these groups, and being a part of this drama that is constantly consisting of a whole bunch of negativity, backlash, reading, cutthroating, gossiping, throwing people under the bus, or the competitiveness of, you know, just trying to be on top always, putting yourself on a pedestal, trying to be better than the next person, things of that sort. I want to know what your switch is. I want to know what you do to balance your life. And where do you find, what do you get out of ballroom, you know, and this lifestyle? Do you do it as, really, we use the word extracurricular so many times, but half I don't even know how to spell it. So stop using it. Bottom line is, you know, do you guys know how to balance it? What do you do? You know, what are you into besides this? You know, yesterday I posted how much I'm into video games and how, you know, I purchased the Injustice Gods Among Us game, you know, fighting game. You know, just kind of, you know, a lot of people were surprised. Oh, my God, Jasmine, you play video games? Like, I don't know why people wouldn't think I'm a normal person. But, yes, I do. There's a lot of things I do. Normal. And I just want to know what people do that's normal. So, before I can't control switchboard and all the rest of it, so let me just bring everybody on really quickly. And hopefully, I think Nicole's Luna show interview is worthy of a whole show discussion. What happened with Nicole's Luna show? I didn't even see it. See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't even really be on Facebook like that to know. So can somebody do some investigating and tell me what happened with Nicole's Luna show? Here we go again. I can't get the switchboard. All right, let me bring everybody on really quickly. Mark, you're on the air. I hope. See, this is what I'm talking about. Oh. I'm trying to bring you on, but I'm like frozen over here. So, okay, bear with me, y'all, because I have to keep logging in and logging out of this fucking studio.
Hello.
Mark,
are
you
here? Hello.
Kelly's bringing all y'all on. I'm frozen, so the only thing I can see is Mark, J-Rock, Jason. I don't know who the two private callers are, and that 443-397 number I can't bring on.
That's what I went through last night.
Huh?
I said that's what I was going through last night.
Yeah, everything is just, I'm frozen.
Hello?
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
J-Rock.
Mark.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, brother, what's up?
Hey, J-Rock.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
J-Rock,
private callers.
I don't know how to do this show. How come you can control it in New York, but I can't control it in Florida?
Maybe they changed it that only one person can do it.
No,
you want me to
do it that.
Would you like me to bring the rest of the people over? You said stuff.
You think I'm over this shit for real? Why I can't fucking control it?
I don't know. Would you like want me to see who these private callers are?
Yeah, can you bring them on? Somebody might be Naeem or something.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
That's Naeem.
Hey, Naeem.
Hey, Naeem.
Hey.
So everybody else can wait there.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I'm talking to Jasmine. Everybody, all the rest of the numbers can wait. That's everybody.
See who the rest of them are really quickly,
okay.
And then we'll just talk.
Private
corner. Oh, that's great.
Thanks, Granny.
Yeah, good evening, Jasmine. I was just calling in to let you know it ain't just your show. It's all these other shows on here. They've been having problems. So I'm just calling to warn you. The chat room's been shutting down and they switch boards and everything. I was listening to some shows earlier, and they had the same problem.
Oh, well, thank you, Granny, for that and giving me a heads up.
Don't get your panties in a bunch, baby. It's this wretched-ass site.
All right.
So now I'm putting it back on mute. I just wanted to warn you.
Okay.
The
next caller is 443-397. You're live on the air. Oh. Ow, bitch. You see, y'all don't jinx me now, girl.
Hello.
Yeah, y'all here. I think once we
are. That caller is not there. My switchboard is frozen now.
Oh, shit.
People in the chat room are saying that they can't hear the show. The show just stopped via the net. See, this is what I hate about late shows. The fact that we start so late because their tech support department closes exactly at 11 o'clock. So it's not like we can actually get on the phone and call them.
Tell them to try to refresh their page.
Try to refresh your pages in the chat room. Hold on. Refresh your pages.
Okay, let me put this game on pause till we finish the show.
443-397, you're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I was just, this is my first time ever calling in, and I was just listening to what you were saying. You were wondering what other people do instead of the ballroom scene.
Yeah.
I mean, me, myself, I write poetry, of course. I work, I mean, I do other things besides just the ballroom scene. I mean, so many people get caught up in it. And, I mean, once the ball is over and once the weekend is over, I mean, I have a life. I can't completely surround myself in that. I don't see a problem with it, but at the same time, it becomes a problem. It becomes an issue when all you do is live the ballroom. That's when drama starts. That's when bullshit starts. And nobody really has time for that.
Oh, my God. Bitch, are you serious?
What happened, J-Rock?
What the fuck?
Okay.
What? Wait. Oh, shit. I forgot where I parked that child. I think I'm going to throw my car. I gag.
I'm going to need you to just off the gavel.
See, that's exactly what happens with people. But, Corey, you're right. You're definitely right. And I thank you so much for calling in. You are definitely right about that. Yeah. Brian, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. You know what? You can sit with us in the show because you've been really trying to sit for a minute. So I'm going to allow you to sit.
Oh, my pleasure.
How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Jasmine. Hey, Jason. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Brian.
Hey. I wanted to comment basically on like it was saying after the balls are over, after it's said and done, you go back to reality, and some people cannot come out of that fantasy world and think it's just so over for you and just so, you know, just so extravagant that you live and breathe balls and not knowing after the high is down, after the categories are over, that you have to come back to the real world. And that's how I've been living my life. Because I've been into the ballroom scene for a minute. You know, I don't walk as often or whatever. But, you know, that, you know, after it's over, I have to get up and go to work and do hair, stand behind that chair and do hair. And, you know, that's basically, you know, what I have to piggyback on that about, that people need to wake up and realize that it is the real world out here.
Well, that is definitely true. But one thing I do want to say, and so far I want to say to you guys listening, if you guys can hear me, if you're on the computer listening to the show and it, you know, kind of goes out or whatever, the same thing is happening to me and Kelly with Switchboard. Just keep trying to refresh your pages, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it. Some people in the chat room are saying that they're back. They can hear again once they refresh. So I don't know what their problem is. I do want to apologize to all the listeners for the show and all the delays and all that stuff. But it looks like right now we are good. I'm going to do a quick roll call really quickly, then I'm going to actually take my phone and go outside. If for some reason we get disconnected or the show freezes or whatever, I do want to apologize again in advance. And we will be back next Monday. But as of right now, we are good. Mark, you're there?
I'm here, Jasmine.
J-Rock?
I'm here.
Okay, Jason?
Yep.
Janaima?
Yes.
And Brian?
I'm here.
Okay, Sean, where are you? I want you to kind of call in because I like talking to you, especially when we start talking about TV shows and stuff. So if you're listening, please call in. If somebody knows Sean, because I don't even know who he is, or his Facebook or something, contact him and tell him to call in if he's not too busy. 347-492, you're on the air.
Yes, this is me, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi, Sean. Why are you in press one? You know
what
I
mean? Chow. Not too much, Naima.
All right, let me go outside.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Sean.
Right. Hey, Mark.
All right.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Not much.
Shut up. We're on this friendly stuff. Damn.
Okay. Well, maybe piggybacking off of what Brian was saying, you're right about balls and turning it off and going back to real life, but when the ball is over with. But it's not just about the ballroom. It's not just about what's happening at a ball when you go to that ball and when you guys leave that venue. A lot of people bring that home. I was using the example of people who also just live their life based on ballroom. It's always about house drama. It's always about what's in the group. It's all about the gossip. It's all about the drama and all the things that happen. And that's why there's so much tension among us at times. All this house stuff, all this, you know, it's just constant. It's very rare that you see people do anything else besides something affiliated with this ballroom community. And that's where I'm trying to go with this show tonight. I want to know some of the things that you guys do to just kind of turn it off, to turn it off, period. Like with Naima, I'm going to use her as an example because I've watched her over the past couple of years and stuff and how she's grown with, like, the things that she talks about, the things within the scene, or not even grown because this may have been always around her, but we haven't really witnessed it. But, you know, like with Naima, when it's like, I'll use the example with her. Naima at one time portrayed herself as a girl that was in the group. She was on the radio show during the gossip topic and stuff. But when people started hearing Naima's voice and hearing things that she was actually saying, a lot of people were shocked, like, oh, my God, Naima. You know, and sometimes when it comes, it even happens like that with Kelly. Because Kelly is, you know, her in her own little way, and everyone knows Kelly Mizrahi. When Kelly tries to tone that down and become Kelly Hunter, or she becomes her regular self, a lot of people don't even understand it. So that's what I'm trying to say here, is what are some of the things that you do to turn off that fictitious character that you are and become yourself? What do you do, and how do you balance it? And I'm going to start from the top to the bottom, and I'm not looking at the switchboard, so I'm just going to have to start with what I remember. But Mark, I know with you personally, you and I have had many conversations. You have a wonderful career. You and I talked about many different things, from TV shows to music to different things like that. But tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do outside of this life ballroom.
I guess, you know, basically, recreationally, it's no secret, you know, that I like to smoke weed and have fun. Outside of the ballroom scene, I do things. I go to the movies. I actually do hang out. Ballroom people, not just the ballroom people, other gay people are usually ballroom people that I used to hang around when I'm out.
Is that my phone or his phone?
I think we just lost Mark.
Mark, are you there?
I think we just lost my brother.
Okay. All right, I think we did lose him. So go ahead, Jason. You kind of take over, and then we'll find Mark again.
Well, for me, it's been a struggle because with the start of, like, I'm gonna have to use the show. Like, when the show first started and we started doing the show was my everything because a lot of people don't know I have ADD, attention deficit disorder. So I need to do a lot of things to keep me busy. And so for me, the show was like one of the things I like to do was a hobby and stuff. But then it started to become consuming because of unnecessary drama that it brought. So I needed to find an out to get rid of the drama that the show was doing. So because
Mark, you're back. But go ahead, Jason.
So because me, you, Mark, I talk to you and Mark a lot off the phone. I talk to Naima. So a lot of things, I talk to people on the phone. But then, like you, I play my video games. A lot of people don't know. I like to draw and I like to color. So those are some of the outs I do. Plus, I read. And then I spend time with my family. So those are the outs that I do to now keep me sane so that when it starts to get so stressed or it starts to get so drama-filled, that's what I do now to take myself out of it. But now I've learned how to just eliminate the people that are bringing me the drama, because a lot of people don't realize that, yeah, this show is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but some people try to make it every day of the week.
Okay. You're right. Okay, Mark and Jason were disconnected. I mean, Mark and J-Rock were disconnected, so they're at the bottom. We'll go back to Mark, though, real quick, because he was talking. Go ahead, Mark.
Outside of ballroom, as far as ballroom is concerned, I don't really have too many friends that are ballroom anymore. I usually just hang out, you know, with regular people, like straight people, usually straight guys or whatever. And I just like to smoke weed and hang out, chill, you know, go to the movies, things like that. It's always something for me to do, you know what I mean, outside of work. I'm usually always working, but there's usually an outlet, you know, somewhere outside of ballroom. I don't know the gossip, the shade, you know, what it goes on in groups and stuff. Like I don't carry that outside, you know. I may sit on the phone with Jason and cackle about it, but we don't, you know, bring it to groups and make other topics and make more drama. It's just, you know, once it happens, once it's done, you know. It's really not that serious to me. That's the type of person I am.
Okay, Naima, you can go ahead.
Well, outside of the scene, well, I really, you know, if you notice, I rarely come out. Oh, I rarely go to any balls. But really my hobbies, I like to play the keyboard because I've always, know how to.
I never knew that.
I love to play the piano, keyboard, organ, whatever you want to, you know, put in front of me. I have a gift I can hear by ear. I can hear a song and a couple of minutes later I can play it. I have a couple, you know, professional keyboards and stuff like that. I also like to do hair. But if I'm not doing that and not consumed with my mother and other life issues, I like to meditate and I like to practice telekinesis. And I do it because it relaxes me and I like the whole thrill of moving objects and doing other things. Like, I could do a lot of shit, but I don't show people because I don't want people to be freaked out by me. But I definitely like to do that. Like, if I go out and I have an appointment during the daytime, or if I'm having a stressful day or stuff like that, if I just have, like, maybe like a half an hour to an hour to myself, I like to sit, calm, put on my Tibetan bowl, meditating music, and I like to just sit, relax, breathe, and practice telekinesis because it calms me.
Okay. All right. Ryan, what are some of the things that you do?
It's called disassociate myself with the drama or people that are, you know, that just, that's no worth, that are very shady. I'm just going to put it here like this. There's a lot of people that's in the ballroom scene from, you know, that I guess they don't see it or don't, they have a that don't, I guess, care for me or whatever. I haven't done anything to anybody. But, so I disassociate myself with drama people, and I really don't even really come on the ballroom scene like that. But when I do, more this is a major function. So it's called disassociate myself. And other things like Naima was saying, meditation, yoga, and with my family, my husband, and just focus on that in the salon, doing hair, shopping, and things of that nature, and, you know, hitting the gym. But basically the number one is just disassociating myself with negative people and negative drama because I don't have time for it.
Okay. Sean, what are some of the things that you do? I mean, I don't think a lot of us know you, like, so we can't really say anything major, like, you know, if you're a competitive ball walker, a spectator, or anything like that, but we do know that you're a frequent listener. So what are just some of the things that, you know, you do to separate this, you know, life compared to your real life?
Well, I work a lot, and I work in retail, so that's a lot in itself right there. And, you know, I go out, you know, I do the same things like everyone else was saying on here, you know. I mainly hang out with my family, you know, and I go to church, you know. And I don't have time for the drama, you know. I used to go to the functions or whatever, and, you know, I am a spectator. I don't walk balls or nothing like that, but... You know, I try to keep myself, you know, busy in other areas. You know, the only time I hear the drama is when I get on, you know, this show or whatever. Or if I want drama before Monday night and Tuesday night, I'll go to Bravo and tune into the Atlanta Housewives. So, you know, that's pretty much it.
Okay. J-Rock.
Is he back?
J-Rock is back, but J-Rock.
Yes, I was back. I was on mute. I'm about to get me a lingonberry slushy, okay?
Check.
But I'm here. First of all, I mean, I know it's not a Kiki set or nothing like that, but I have to say it because I'll never be able to remember it. But Naima, you think that's the only thing that would freak people out about you?
Huh?
I'm going to leave it at that. No, but the things that I do, you know, ballroom, you know, has been a part of my life since 2008. But, like, when I'm not in ballroom or nothing like that, I think when I got on this show, it became more consuming because, like, I got into a fight, like a verbal, like, I'm talking about a fight, when someone told me, ballroom just consumes your life. And I got upset because I'm like, why would you say? At first, I didn't get just upset off the bat. I was like, maybe they just got a misunderstanding. It was like, no, ballroom consumes your life. And this is somebody that's been knowing me for over, about 9 or 10 years. And I think it's just they didn't realize ever since I came on this show, and then I started getting more involved in the ballroom community where I'm at now because they need, when I see talent, or something like that, I like to invest in talent, whether it's ballroom, whether it's anything dealing with the youth. If I feel to let out for you, then I like to invest into that. So I guess they said it consumes me. But when they did that, it made me real mad because I didn't want ballroom to consume me. But when I'm not doing ballroom or anything like that, I'm a very musical person. I like music, any kind of music. It does not matter. All cultures, all backgrounds. That's why I like that I joined the Navy because I went all around the world, experienced other people's lifestyles. I have appreciation for America's ghettos now. I know that sounds crazy, but I have an appreciation for the hood and, like, the ghettos of what I grew up in because I went into these third world countries and seen that they don't have a pocket kitchen or window to throw that up. Don't know when the next meal is gonna come. At least my mama was a hustler and could make sure that her kids were taken care of. Like Naima, I play by ear. I play the baritone. I play the keyboard. Play the drums. I play the violin. And before I could read music, if I hear it, I know it's something. It's weird. If I hear it, I can play it. So. I do that. I sing a lot of gospel. Like I have to go sing at a baseball game down here in Houston on May 28th, a national anthem. And it's like I have a lot going on outside of just ballroom. And the reason I'm telling y'all all this is because everybody just thinking I'm gonna say Navy. Now if you put Navy on top of all that and running a freaking station and running Sugarland, Missouri City, Texas City, and running 18 people at a time and recruiting young people into the United States Navy, that's a freaking job within itself. So, yeah, I have a lot going on outside of all of them.
Okay. I'm going to go to a caller really quickly because, I could just control switchboard, I think. 412-304, you're on the air. 412-304. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, pretty much where I'm going with this, and I thank everybody for sharing a little bit about them, you know, with everybody. And I don't want the show to, like, I don't want people to think that the show is just, like, get to know the cast or anything like that, or the panelists. But the bottom line is where I'm going with this is that people need to realize something. There's more to life than what we see and what we're a part of every day within this community. And, it's not just ballroom. It's just this community. I think people, in order to live a very comfortable, predominant life, you have to find so many other things about yourself and utilize them because, it just doesn't stop right here. There are so many things out there that people need to do, and you have to do these things in order to balance your life and to be able to live a good, good life. You know, find things within yourself that you enjoy. I believe that everybody has a talent within themselves, some type of creativity, especially when it comes to the ballroom community, with us as competitors, are just being a part of this because that's what ballroom is centered around, the creativity and the talent. There are so many things that are a part of us when it comes to maybe fashion design or makeup, or the art, or the dance, or the look, the model, the designer, you know, the hairstylist, the art of your body, the people that are, you know, the people who work out. There's just so many things about us that we have to find our talent and our creativity. But don't stop it right here within ballroom. A lot of people don't realize what they have and how good they are, and they just want to take it to the runway and leave it there. That's why I'm so proud to see so many people out there, just so many examples like the Laomis and the Deshawns and the Jasons. And, you know, so many people out there, and I'm just naming a few, you know, that can actually take what they've groomed within themselves on the runway and take it out there and share it with the world. If they're a choreographer or if they're out there teaching or they're out there part of these plays and a part of networking or hair shows or, you know, working as, you know, with the artists and there are so many things that you can do within yourself, not always centered around what we do every day as far as ballroom. So one thing I will say about our community is that it does teach us to become very stern. It also opens our eyes. It opens our minds. I believe that I wouldn't be where I am today, of course, without the grace of God, but as well as what I've learned inside the ballroom community. And I think that the ballroom does teach us a valuable lesson about ourselves and about life. And that's something that we need to always carry within ourselves. But there has to be that switch that you turn off and say, enough is enough. I need to move on within my life. That ballroom scene is always going to be there. But let me move forward and do something else and then come back to this when I want to. I think that's what happens when a person is not so consumed. Because let's be honest, the ballroom has consumed itself. Balls are not the way they used to be. And I know that that sounds, you know, we always hear it, but it actually keeps changing. When is the last time we've actually seen a very hot, hot, successful ball? And we're not talking about now balls just being successful because all the categories are called or all the money was given out or because the tables were decorated nicely or because it started on time or anything like that. We're talking about a ball that was actually entertaining, a ball that actually gave us chills, a ball that we lost our voices at because we were screaming so loud because the talent and the competition was so hot on the runway. We don't see that no more. You know, back in the day, it used to be all about femme queens and femme queen face, and when the girls hit the floor, bitches were losing their minds, tearing off their shirts, tearing off their clothes, screaming, ripping their hair apart, and stuff like that because the talent on the floor was making people go crazy. We don't see that no more. Mm-hmm. Ballroom itself has just changed, but yet we are still consumed with it, and we just take it out of what happens at the balls, and now we bring it to our everyday life. When we come in, when it's in the group, when it's all over Facebook and it's on the chat, or the phones, and who did what with who, where, when, all the gossip, all the drama, and then they always want to verbally attack people, and the first thing they say is, and I'm not talking about what happened that last night or anything this week, but the first thing they say is, well, you don't go to balls, or you're not a ballroom walker, you're not a ballroom spectator. In all honesty, who wants to go to a ball right now?
Mm-hmm.
Who really wants to go to what's happening right now? I think over the past year or two, it just has been that way. And, you know, I remember a time when even Kelly herself, she was at every fucking ball. And this is before, you know, Caesar and Ballroom Throwback, you know, was actually out there, you know, giving aftermaths and stuff. She was at every ball, blah, 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 blah. Now you ask her about going to a ball, and the first thing, you know, she says is, child, I didn't even want to go. The only reason why I went is so I could help Caesar with the aftermath. Because she's not feeling it. And these are people, you know, and when I say, use Kelly as an example, I'm using, you know, the leaders, the head of the houses, the mothers and the fathers and stuff, that sometimes they really have to be at a ball because, you know, they got to be there to help the children. They got to be there to represent for the house. They got to be there to judge. They got to be there to compete and stuff. But it's not even about that no more. People are going to balls now because it's just more of a social gathering than anything. Where is the competitiveness? Where is the talent? Why are we not seeing it? It's more drama and everything than it is with the talent. If a ball finishes and all the money is giving out, no one even talks about the ball. They can't pick a highlight anymore. So the next day on Facebook, we're trying to get a recap of what happened at the ball, and no one can say anything. The only time a topic comes up about a ball is if something negative happens at a ball.
Mm-hmm.
No one sits there and says, oh, my God, the category, da-da-da-da-da, and 80 comments based on these two people walking this one category or people winning a grand prize. You don't hear about that no more. I have not seen a topic about a battle in God knows how long. I see a topic about people getting fighting, the ball shutting down, the money not given out, the promoter running away, or anything like that. I do not see any topic about competitiveness, about talent on a runway. I do not see it at all. And it's just so negative. Because of that negativity, what do? We have to do something. We have to find something within our lives to get us past all this. So that's what tonight's topic is about, just trying to balance out regular life from this life that really, it seems like it's not getting better anymore. You know, we have all these major balls coming up, and it's no shade towards anybody. We have an awards ball coming up, if I'm not mistaken, this weekend, but there's really no acknowledgement of it. A lot of people are not really aware of what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Before, when a awards ball came up, oh, my God, everyone talked about it, what they were wearing, who was getting in town. They were looking forward to these battles. And rumors were happening that these two people were coming and this category was going to be hot. If I was to ask everybody on the line right now what is going to be the hottest category this weekend, no one would say anything because they wouldn't know.
That is true.
Right.
So this is what I'm saying when it comes to this. Me personally, when it gets to this point in life, when it comes to ballroom, you have to find something else to do. Like with me, everyone knows, based on even categories that I've created, I love movies, I love TV, I love that art alone because it takes you away from day-to-day life. It takes you away from everything that you're facing. So for me to turn on a movie and for that hour and a half or two my mind is set into that movie, that TV show, or something like that, or reading, or writing, or creating, or little things like that. You know, I deal with graphic art. That's what I've been doing for so many years. I love graphics. I love design. I can sit at a computer for hours and just create stuff. That's what I do. It has nothing to do with ballroom. It has nothing to do with this community. It has to do with what pleases me. I love to go out. I love to do, you know, I love to swim in my pool. I love to travel. I love to go out, and I love video games. I try to do so many things where I'm not getting up caring about drama, gossip, ballroom, who did what, who slept with what, who just, you know, all that stuff. You have to find something in your life to just continue to live and enjoy your life, because there's so much. I just told Kelly, you know, in May, we should go to the island. You know, we should take a trip and go to the island and kind of, like, you know, leave all this stuff alone as far as, you know, all this, all balls, gay pride, and all the rest of that stuff. Let's go to the island for the weekend, even if it's just the weekend, for a few days and relax at a resort, you know, beachside and stuff like that. Let's do something different, something that we don't usually do every year. And I believe that with everybody, you should find something that you should do that you usually don't do. Go to the mountains in the wintertime and go skiing. Go to a tropical island in the summertime. Go on a cruise. You know, do something nice. Rent out a penthouse suite and, you know, and the city, and just enjoy yourself. You know, just do something besides all this, because it's just too consuming. And that's how I feel about it. That's my opinion on all of it.
Jasmine.
Yes.
I know you're saying a lot of that stuff, but one of the problems that I've ran into with talking to a lot of people these days and time, like everything that you just said, that sounds fine and dandy, but the reality of it is a lot of people just don't see themselves being able to do that. And when I tell them, when I hear them say something like that, I always say, the things you say you cannot do, you will not do it. But if the thing that, but whatever you say you can do, you can do it. Because all the stuff you just said, I did that from 18 to 22. From 18 to 22, I did more for myself than I never thought I'd be doing, than a lot of people would do in a lifetime. So now, going to, you know, like everything you just named for Ireland and all this kind of stuff, I got a chance to do it for free. I don't have the money to do that kind of, those kind of things, but I got to do it for free just because of the job I did. But a lot of people limit themselves and limit their mind, and they'll say, oh, I don't got the money for that, or, child, ain't nobody got that, you know, either. I don't even have the skill to get into a job that will pay me enough to do these things. And if you keep limiting your mind, you'll be surprised at the things you will be able to do if you just say to yourself, I'm going to do that, and I can do that.
And you're definitely right. And I'm going to use an example of this. I know that some of the things that I said are, you know, are very costly. I completely understand that. But there comes a time in your life where you have to kind of maybe put a dollar away, no matter how you're making money. If you can make the money to go to these balls, you can make the money to get high, you can make the money to drink, then you should be able to make the money to put money away. And I'm not saying do this every month, but maybe do it once a year. But it doesn't take a lot of money to just try to treat yourself. And again, I'm not saying you have to go to this tropical island or do this and that. There's a lot of things that you can do within your own self to do it. And it's not really that costly. I'm going to use an example of a femme queen, well, a junior femme queen, one of my girls, that when she started taking hormones, I kind of told her, you know, she wanted to learn how to, you know, present herself like a lady. And I told her the way you need to present yourself like a lady is you have to start feeling like a lady. You have to treat yourself like a lady. And one of the things that you should maybe start doing with yourself is pampering yourself like a lady. You know, she had her own place, but she was always around a whole bunch of people. People were always in and out of her house. You know, things like that. She was a showgirl, so they're always over at her house sewing and designing and stuff, always music playing, things like that, rehearsing and everything like that. But I used to tell her, you know, this is what I want you to do.
one day a week, clear everything. No sewing, no designing, no rehearsing, no gossiping, no tea. Clear yourself. Clear everybody out of your house. Put some nice music on. Rub yourself a nice bubble bath. Light some candles and soak your body. Treat yourself really nice. Pamper yourself. Make yourself feel spiritual about yourself. Become the essence of who you are trying to become. And do this for yourself once a week, and you will notice how much of a difference it helps you. Mm-hmm. It will help you to groom yourself. It will help you to feel better about yourself. Your mind is not thinking about this. Your mind is not over here with that. And that's something that you can do for, what, less than $10. But you have to learn how to treat yourself and separate yourself from all of that. And that's just an example. And when I did that with her, now she's one of those girls. This was about maybe 2 years ago. This girl goes to the spa a weekly on a ritual. You know, it's a weekly ritual. She goes to a professional spa. She sits there for a couple of hours. You know, she's one of those girls now that grooms herself very well. So that's what I'm just trying to say as an example. Sometimes take yourself out of your everyday elements and do something different for yourself. And that's where I use that as a way of making, you know, keeping your mind collectively right. So, you know, that's where I go with all this. I think we have some callers, so let me get to them if I can. Press 1 again, the 917, because you were going in and out. 412-304, you're on the air. 412-304. Okay, I don't know what's going on with you. 516-884. 516-884. Okay, and the 917 number, you were pressing 1. Press it again because I lost you. Okay, I'm going to ask everybody a question really quickly. When is the last time you've been on a major trip outside of what you do every day, Jason?
Dominican Republic trip.
Okay, and that was what, last year?
That was in August, uh-huh.
Naima? Naima?
Did we lose Naima?
No, she's there. I don't know what happened.
Hello?
Yeah, Naima, when's the last time you went on a major trip? Like you did something different?
Well, other than the ballroom scene, somebody dealing with the ball?
Well, did you ever go on a major trip? Like you just went somewhere different from your everyday, day-to-day life?
Well, the last time I actually took a trip somewhere and really enjoyed myself had to have been, wow, when I was really, really young and my mother took me to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
I haven't really been anywhere else really somewhere fun to really, I mean, I've been to Six Flags and little shit like that, but, I mean, like, to really, like, be go somewhere and really enjoy myself, and not be around the madness, no, not since I was young.
Okay. Brian?
Last time I've been somewhere was first of the year for my 5-year anniversary, and that was in DR, and going to Central Pay in July.
Okay. A lot of people go to Dominican Republic. Sean?
I can't say that I have been. I can't say that I have been anywhere in such a long time since I was a child myself. So, you know, I'm probably in the same boat like Naima.
Okay. J-Rock, last place you went?
Okay. Well, that's weird because we're talking about outside of ballroom, but
by me working so hard now, I would have to say I really enjoyed myself in Washington, D.C., because outside of the actual ball, I had always wanted to go to D.C., but I never had a chance. So once I got to D.C., I was able to go see, you know, I'm a weird person. I got a camera, and I'm walking around saying, this is where the Board of Education is. Or I wish I could go in there and tell them something, you know, about how they're doing. It was weird. I was like, I look at stuff like that. There goes the CNN building. There goes the White House. I want to go see the – so even though Sandy got me stuck there, I was like, well, fuck it. I want to see some stuff because I'm interested in Mason and the Masonaries and the Book of Fate and all that stuff. So I really enjoyed myself in D.C.
Okay. Mark?
The last place I've been, non-ballroom, is one of my favorite places to go, Baltimore. I love Baltimore. It's ghetto as hell. And I don't know, I just have fun there when I go there. My little escape place.
Yeah, you should all have, everybody should have their own
Naima,
escape
not
place.
Too much, okay?
Everybody should have their own little escape place. But I'm glad J-Rock brought that up. And that's one thing about me when I was going to a lot of balls and stuff. I would, you know, because when you go to a ball, you're taking a chance. It's like going gambling. You never know what's going to happen. You know, you're just taking a big risk. Is the ball going to get shut down? Is it going to be a fight? Are all the categories going to get called? You know, little things like that. And it takes a lot. You know, no matter what, I agree with a lot of people, especially the girls who do not do the crafting and have all the extra incentives when they're traveling. For a person to actually spend their money traveling back and forth to these balls and spending the dollars for the hotels and, you know, transportation and things of that sort, it can really be frustrating when you're doing all this traveling and then something happens when it comes to a ball. So one thing that I always used to do when I traveled, like to D.C., to New York, to Chicago, or anywhere that I went for a ball, is try to make sure that there was always something else for me to do while I was there. If it was like a nice restaurant that I've never been to, or the beach, or some type of scenery, or a club, or something like that, I would try to make sure I would utilize that, or even if it was to see some friends of mine that I haven't seen at a long time, or family members. Like when I go to D.C., I actually have family in D.C. So it's like little things like that that you try to, you know, make sure you're able to do. So if the ball was, in, you know, not good, at least you can say you were able to do something else. So for all you people that do run to these balls every week and stuff like that, try to do something outside of that weekend, outside of the ball itself. Just try your best and not, you know, not going to a bar and drinking and socializing with all the ballroom girls, you know, because that's pretty much the same thing. Try to do something different. See something different and get a feel of that state because you don't live in that state or you don't usually be in that state. You know, there's a lot of people, and we can admit, there's a lot of people that just do not know what it is to travel. They're just so consumed and within their borough. You know, there's a lot of people who just don't even leave Brooklyn or the Bronx. So, for us to have this opportunity to travel to Chicago, Florida, the Carolinas, Atlanta, so forth and so on, there's people that are in New York right now that has never left New York. You know, so they would love to have the opportunity that we have, but because they don't live this life or have, you know, the opportunities that we have when it comes to balls and stuff, they're just so stuck. So, again, when you do all this other stuff, try to do something that's a little different. You know, just try to, you know, get a piece of that city. Try to get a piece of it and enjoy yourself because I know that that's what I do. Because, again, we sit here and say, oh, I wasted my time. I could have been doing this at home. I could have been doing that. But, you know, when you do go and you get a taste of it, at least you're bringing something back with you. So that's just one of the examples that I use when it comes to, you know, when I'm traveling and things of that sort.
Oh, ahead.
Yeah, I meant to say, it was Atlanta when I the last time I had traveled, and I guess that was, oh, goodness, that was 2 years ago that I was in Atlanta. And I had a, I definitely had a good time because, you know, I needed a haircut, right? So it's one of them barbershops down there that stay open like 24 hours. So, you know, I was going in, you know, to get my haircut and stuff like that. And, you know, next thing I know, I wound up in a little situation, a little scam or whatever.
Ooh.
And, yeah, I had a good time there. So.
In a barbershop?
Yes, you already know, in the barbershop, honey.
God, Sean.
I know the name of that barbershop, Sean.
How could I have forgotten that?
Ryan, tell us about the barbershop.
What the hell are you at, Jim? I love the barbershop, Sean.
Yes. I went in there to get a fade, and I got more than a fade. So.
Oh, you got some brown.
I bet you did, honey.
Brian, but didn't you just come back from Vegas, too?
Yeah.
You forgot to say Vegas.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that too. That was for work, though. That's not.
Oh, okay.
Magic. That was for work.
I would have made that. A, I would have made that a working vacation.
You know what? Speaking of a bottom, J Rock, I just wanted to let you know I didn't forget how you tried it earlier.
Wait a minute, Naima, where did that come from?
Because I've been itching to get him since he tried it earlier. You know, I went on let him finish his, you know, his thought and everything I did. But, you know, it's always an item ball, honey, trying it in the rafters somewhere.
But, J-Rock, I thought you was a top.
Damn. Al Chugga the Eve's plug.
Anyways. It's just weird that all this stuff comes up because me and Tiffany was talking about it the other day. I said a lot of people when I do stuff on, like, camera or on the radio or when I'm doing some kind of promoting, I always have a underlying, you know, message to everything I'm doing. When I do Rudy's Chicken, I'm really trying to just get y'all to that area so y'all can get y'all right. When I'm talking about, you know, different places I'm telling you to go in Dallas, or the times that I'm telling you to come,
you sound
more
muffled.
Than just a, I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the things that I'm telling everyone to do, it's like there's more going on outside of the ball. That's why, like, in Dallas, when they have balls, a lot of times they have it around certain, like, around certain holidays. You know, like last year, for Black Friday, they not only had the ball, they had the Grambling and Preview game going on. They had the State Fair of Texas going on. It was a lot of after parties going on, a lot of after sets, hair shows, you know, different fashion shows, different things were going on. So it's like Jasmine said, if the ball was a bust, you really didn't care because you did so much other stuff while you came down there to experience that actual city.
And I think there's something that you have to do. You know, you definitely have to balance it. You know, you have to say, okay, this didn't work, so let me turn it off and put it away for a minute, and let me do something else for myself. A lot of people, one thing I will say about this ballroom is, and just like something I was just reading a few minutes ago, Jasmine, can we ask why are they gay? My life turns what? What are you talking about? Why are you gay?
Why am I gay?
I'm not going to even harbor on this topic about turning it on and off. No, honestly, let me tell you something really quickly. I didn't know where the fuck I was going with this show tonight because, number one, and I know it sounds like it, number one, I've been too busy in my game for the past couple of days.
Okay.
As well as I had a doctor's appointment today, and I came home from that doctor's appointment, and I was knocked out for a couple of hours, and I just was so sleepy. I didn't know what I was going to do. I woke up like 9:30, and my head was clouded until 10:30, and I was just all over the place. But bottom line is, that's what happens in your day-to-day life. When you have so much going on and stuff like that, the least thing that you're thinking about is ballroom. You're thinking about this radio show or anything. But then these messages that I read sometimes and how much these shows mean so much to them. And that's something that really touches me. And I know sometimes a lot of people say it in kiki, but in all honesty, this is not the first message that I got. Even last week after the show, I got this big message on Instagram from one, you know, someone who listens to the show, and they state that, you know, they listen to the show and we're like family to them because they don't have any outlet. They look at Kelly and I as their big sister, and they're all the way in Timbuktu somewhere. And, you know, it's just the outlet itself that people use as an escape because they do work so hard or they're so into their books or they're so into everything else that they have to have this as an outlet, as an escape. And that's, you know, the same thing. Like I was saying, the opposite. You know, when you turn off real life and go to something else, because real life can consume you, and that is true. When you're sitting here and you're working so hard or you're into something so hard, there was a time when I worked so fucking hard that when I used to go to sleep or close my eyes, all I'd seen was figures. I felt like I was in the Matrix or something. That's all I'd seen all the time was motherfucking figures. And I had to do something to, you know, to get that out of my system. You know, I remember one time my accountant said, Jasmine, you're killing yourself. Get up and do something. Get up and get out. Go do something. Sometimes we just consume ourselves with our real life that if we don't have another outlet, we're going to go crazy. And a lot of us use ballroom as well as the radio shows, as well as the Facebook groups, as a way of not thinking about the stuff that we're facing every day. And I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. A lot of people are dealing with a lot of issues in real life. It can be financial. It can be relationships. It can be health. And I'm talking about people's real health because a lot of them still are battling issues within their health. You know, there's a lot of things that people are facing, so they have to try to escape somehow, some way. And that's why they're in a part, you know, they're a part of all the stuff that we, you know, that we have as outlets, the ballroom, the radio show, the chats, and all the rest of that stuff. But again, sometimes it can get a little too overwhelming as well. You just have to balance it and learn how to turn it off. Again, not just with balls, and because it can be your real life. It can be work. It can be school. It can be family, your family not accepting you, kicking you out. It can be anything that you're fucking facing. We just have to learn how to balance it. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy. But you know what? In all honesty, enough is enough about that. I personally know how to turn it on and off. Now I'm going to turn it off. I don't really even want to talk about this topic no more. If anybody really wants to call in and talk about it, please press 1. But now I'm turning off that topic, and we can just have a free-for-all. I pretty much was going to title tonight's show Open Mic and allow everyone to call in and laugh and kiki and read or just give us your talent or whatever you do as your outlet. I think the State of Emergency show is good, but every once in a while we don't always have to hear about, you know, not saying the positivity, but we don't have to always hear about something that's happening. We can kind of have fun with it. Not on the recap, you know, in the lines of a Monday night recap or a Tuesday night tea party with the gossip and the reads and stuff, but we can have fun as well. So right now, opening the lines up to everyone to call in and just talk about whatever you want to talk about. Get your little 5 minutes of fame. If you want to call in and read somebody, you can call in and read somebody.
Oh,
if you
want to
call
no.
in and, if you want to call in and sing for the next 5 minutes, you can call in and sing for the
oh
next
my God.
5 minutes.
Hey, Bishop.
Oh, sure.
Come on.
If you want to call in and talk about something that's grinding your gears, or if you personally have a state of emergency that you want us to talk about, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, as well as Kelly, who is always there. listening and call in, and we can maybe help you with an issue that you are facing or something that is just getting on your nerves, whatever. But right now, I do want to bring up two little topics, not two little topics, but I want to change the topic a little bit. Number one, I do want to send a message to the House of Revlon, as well as the family and friends. I don't personally know her, but what I'm reading on Facebook, we did lose someone, I think, last night. Can someone call in or give us a little bit more about, I think her name was Chrissy Revlon from Atlanta. What happened with that?
Yeah, they say she was supposed to die in a car accident or something like that.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
I
talked to Andre, and he was saying very much the police stopped her or something with the police or something, and she was going down the wrong way. He said allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly because I don't want nobody to chop my head up. Allegedly that she was going down a runway or the car was going down a one way and hit head on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, I do, well, that's sad. You know, something that we need to keep in mind is, you know, tomorrow is not promised. Oh. And, one thing I can say about her that I did notice when I was looking into her information and stuff, that she was very religious. You know, she was always, you know, shouting out God, singing out to God, and her love for Jesus and stuff. So God bless her, and I'm glad she's on the, you know, she was on that level. I think we all need to kind of hold, like I've said before, we need to kind of hold God into our, you know, our hearts and stuff, because we never know what's going to happen to us tomorrow. And, you know, it's not always about the violence. It's not always about the health or anything like that. Anything can happen. And I think that's why one thing that we have to realize is that sometimes we need to put down these guns. And when I say guns, I'm not talking about real guns. But, you know, put down all these guns and shields and swords and stuff and stop attacking and fighting each other. Because sometimes, you know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's
you know, this beautiful young lady is just, you know, she was just posting on Facebook, you know, yesterday afternoon. She was posting in the official ballroom and promoting an official ballroom, and then now she's gone.
My God.
You know, and then when I say that, it's like, you know, she's posting in our group, you know, which means that she's a part of our group. She's one of us. She's a listener or something, so she's a part of our family, and then now she's gone. You know, so we need to really think about that, and, you know, let's have a moment of silence for her. And can we get a Revlon representative or someone in, you know, if, for anybody that's listening, I guess maybe not today, maybe Monday or so, if it's, you know, soon enough, or I don't know, not soon enough, but with any funeral arrangements or things that are close to her or anything like that, so we can get some more details on it. But let's have a moment of silence for her, please. Okay, thank you. All right. 443-509, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, everybody. How are you this evening?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good. This is Michi Richardson from the group and Instagram. I just wanted to call and bring, like, awareness for just 2 seconds, nothing too serious. I myself am a dialysis patient who has kidney disease, and on May 5th in Baltimore at the Maryland Zoo, we're doing a kidney walk. And I know a lot of people who have family or maybe on dialysis or, you know, been plagued with kidney disease in some way, somehow. And I just wanted to encourage people to maybe go online to kidneywalk.org, and you can donate. Or you can join the walk. You can walk with me, and there's going to be a lot of other people from Ballroom that's going to be there who, like I said, have family. And kidney disease is really serious amongst young African-Americans, especially with people with high blood pressure and diabetes.
and you, I'm pretty sure people know high blood pressure is the solid killer, and it can lead to your organs failing, you know, which can cause kidney disease, all that jazz. But I just wanted to, you know, bring a little awareness, and if you feel plagued to walk, it's kidneywalk.org, and you can donate to a walker. My name is Mia Richardson, or anybody else, and join team DaVita Mercy. And also rest in peace to Chrissy Revlon as well.
Oh, wow. Are you a part of the official ballroom group?
Yep, I sure am.
Can you post maybe the link or something in there so people can actually see it and we can actually put it in all the groups that we're a part of?
Yep, I sure can. I can post it in a couple seconds.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
all right, thank
it.
You. Uh-huh. All
right. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, I'm going to say put me back on hold.
Okay, okay, thank you. See, that's something, you know, something very interesting, something that's besides this but still being a part of some of the things that we're a part of. So for those people that are in that area or whatever like that, go support the cause. You know, one thing about me is I've been battling high blood pressure now for the past couple of months, and I've been trying to, you know, balance myself with the medication, and I'm running to the fire station every week on Monday to get my blood pressure checked and stuff, and by the grace of God, it has been dropping, and I'm trying to do everything myself personally to, you know, kind of keep it down because, you know, it is a silent killer, and I have seen it actually take some of my family members away and stuff like that. So, you know, thank God that so far it's so good with me, but, you know, you never know what can happen to you. So
yeah,
definitely support the cause. And, you know, also support our people. And I know that she's not the only one out there that is battling this, because I know some other people as well that are dealing with this, that are on dialysis and things of that sort. And sometimes, I think one time last year we had a show where people were actually calling and sharing with us some of the things that they were facing when it came to their health. And it was like a lot of eye-openers, very touchy stuff. People were actually calling me up the next day, and they were crying and stuff, and how much it touched them, and how it actually made them go out there and try to get help within themselves. So sometimes we do need to be reminded of some of the things that we're facing to just kind of wake us up a little bit. Because sometimes, you know, we got to get shaken up a little bit, you know, kind of get be brought back to reality. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Can I say something?
Hello?
Sure. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, no, I was just saying, it was just so funny that she came on to talk about the kidney walk, because I was talking to Jason earlier, as I was actually coming from the doctor, and I actually cussed her out earlier today. I went down there, she called me, like, you know, in this big frantic, like, oh, come on down to the office, we need to sit down and talk. And I'm like, what is going on? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really active, so I'm really not getting the major gist of why she's calling me. So she calls me down there, and she's like, so I'm sitting down, and I'm like, okay, well, what is it? So she was like, well, I just want to let you know that your VU and creatinine ratio is really high. And I was like, bitch. And, like, literally, I was like, bitch, did you just call me all the way down here for this? I was like, I could have told you that my VU and creatinine is fucked up. She was like, well, I don't know what you're doing, but the ratio is really high, and it's really not good if you're going to go to the hospital and have to. I was like, sweetie, you don't have to explain this to me. I know what you're talking about. So basically what she's saying is that, you know, with the, what the fuck is the urine? Urine is blood, urea, I forgot the actual protocol for it, but, because I'm high. But at the same time, it's more like a muscle breakdown. So if you go to a hospital and you're injured or something like that and they have to give you a CAT scan with the iodine injection, with your BUN creatinine ratio being high, you wouldn't be able to receive it because it'd be like, you know, detrimental to you. So with that happening, I'm just like, you know, what is going on here? You know, I work in this type of field, and mind you, I'm the one actually doing these tests during the daytime, and I actually have that same problem that's, you know, that actually, what's the name? But it's not like that I can't come back from that, because when your ratio is high, you can bring it back down. But it's just more, it was really crazy that she came on to talk about kidney disease, and that's actually what it affected. It affects your kidneys and the urine. And I was just, like, really shocked when she said that. So things that I'm doing for my viewing creative to be high, I'm going to stop doing. so that way I don't, you know, focus any type of kidney damage, because that's exactly what's going to happen if I don't cut it out.
So give us an example of something that you have to stop doing.
Pop Molly's.
Wow, hold on.
What they're doing is, wait.
Say it again. You got to do what?
I have to stop popping Molly's, and that's not something that I do regularly. I have not popped a Molly since North Carolina, which is February, but the fact that my BU and creatinine is fucked up just comes to show that when I was popping them, I was just popping them a little bit too excessively and too, you know, consistently. So now to get my ratio back down, I just have to basically just stop and, you know, drink lots of water and things like that to bring my ratio down, because right now it's a danger for me to actually go and have some type of CAT scan or MRI and have to get injected with dye, and it would never happen because they wouldn't take that risk of losing me on the table.
Mm. So Mark, what do Molly's do to you? What kind of effect does it have on you?
The Molly's can deteriorate a lot of things in your brain cells and in your organs. Any drug like that, cocaine, heroin, crack, it all has an effect at some point or some shape, form, or fashion. But what it does more to damage to is the brain cells and your organs.
I have a question based on that, and you can go back to what you're saying, Mark. I didn't need to cut you off, but I don't want to forget it. Can somebody please tell me what drug DMX is on?
Every goddamn thing.
Yeah, DMX is on a lot of different drugs, Jasmine.
Jesus Christ.
Because when I seen him on that show, I literally was like, my mouth kind of dropped a little bit, and I was really trying to figure out, is that just years of drug abuse and his mind is that way, or is he on like some type of, you know, is it crack?
Well, when he lived in Baltimore, he did crack.
I thought he was on heroin.
He started with crack. I remember the boys beating him up for stealing their crack supplies. So he was on crack, so he might have moved to other things, but I remember him doing crack when he lived here.
Naeem, have you seen that?
Seen what?
DMX on their show.
No, I didn't know. You talking about with the Ayana Save My Life or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see it. I've been hearing so much about it, but no, I haven't seen it. But I will tell you one thing.
I'm talking about your quote, Kelly, girl.
But I will tell you one. Huh?
Go ahead. I was just talking to Kelly.
I will tell you one thing. When it comes to, you know, the drugs, because I will tell you this. When I first moved to New York City, in my Quran days, when I first moved to New York City, I was getting stoned off of everything. I mean, everything except for crack. I mean, I did the powder. I did the E-pills. It seemed like every time I would go out to the clubhouse when it was on 123rd and 3rd Avenue or 2nd Avenue or something like that, I made sure I always had me like at least a double stack or a triple stack pill, two of them. And
oh,
I would be in there.
The karate club, bitch.
Right, and I would be in there stoned. I mean, sweating, you know, get ready to sweat the gelder off. I mean, like, just carrying. And I was doing the powder and stuff like that. And, like, when I would get full, I would get real touchy. And, see, some people, when they get full or they get drunk, they get nasty. Me, I get silly and I get real touchy and silly. Like, I could open up a massage parlor and I would massage everybody in vision. Like, I have to just put my hands on something. But I noticed that over time, those drugs was, like, breaking down my look. It was turning my skin another color. You know, it was definitely starting to scar my kidneys. So, you know, I had to, like, pump my brakes. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, because some people can have acute infections with their kidneys and go on dialysis and get off, and some get on it and cannot ever get off. And
yeah,
then sometimes, now I'm going to tell you something, not to be all deep, you know, and everything, you know, with y'all or whatever, but, you know, I like to be analytical sometimes when I give a point. If we take ourselves out of, this is why I love to meditate, because I can do this. This is why I can speak on what I'm going to tell y'all. If we can take ourselves out of the dimension that we're in now, the physical self that we're in now, and really meditate and take ourselves out of self, out of this reality, and actually picture ourselves healthy, picture ourselves disease-free, clean, you know, all the good things or whatever flowing into your body, because we have the capability to heal ourselves. We have the mechanism. We have the energy. We have the power to do it. We've just been led to believe that we can't do it. So since we've been led to believe that we can do it, we rely on outside power to be given to us, when in actuality, we have it in us. When we realize that and let go of fear, because I'm going to tell you something, fear is a major factor in what actually keeps us depressed and what actually keeps us in a state of, like, unawareness.
Yes,
when you let go,
right.
When you let go the fear of what man has told you what right and wrong is and what's good, what's evil, or, you know, or what you can do and what you cannot do, and start saying to yourself, I can do this. There is nothing that is not impossible for me to do. And stop reaching for an outside source or deity to heal you, and start focus on healing yourself. You would be surprised just how dramatically your health and your conditions and even your organs and whatever it is that you want to heal can dramatically change. How hard you believe will determine how fast you can heal yourself. But we've been taught that we can't. But I'm going to tell y'all something. It can definitely be done. Anything is possible. You just got to let go of fear. Fear is what holds a lot of motherfucking people back. It used to hold myself back, but bitch, I ain't afraid of a motherfucking thing now.
That's true.
I hear that.
Because actually, Psychology 102, you can actually mentally kill yourself without physically killing yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Yep. You know how they get people in the hospitals, or, I know sometimes they do it in a hospital. They give you, like, they call it, like, a placebo pill or a sugar pill or some old mess like that. Say, oh, this is going to, you know, help your headache, or, you know, this is going to do this and this is going to do that. Now, what they did was they have now told you that this certain pill is getting ready to do this. Just give it like a couple of minutes or whatever like that, and you'll feel fine. So now you have mentally told yourself that and psyched yourself that this pill is going to do what it's supposed to do. So as long as you keep your mind on that this pill is supposed to do, it's supposed to, like, ease my pain or calm me down or whatever it's supposed to do, whatever like that, it will happen. But little did you know, you might have just been given like a sugar pill, but because the power of the mind is so strong and the power of the mind can manifest anything. Let me tell you, this world is based off of belief.
Mm-hmm.
We have to believe in certain things in order to manifest things. We are more powerful than what we've ever been told. And the reason why we're not being told how powerful we are, because what is really controlling this world really doesn't have any power at all. It works through us. We are the ones who are powerful. But because we have been dumbed down with everything that we see on TV and consume with who's fucking Kim Kardashian and who and you know, other little shit that's going on around the world that's just, like, not important, we're sidetracked, and we don't take the time to actually focus on ourselves and turn on these energies. You know, we've been have laws and constrictions put on us, and this is what consumes our lives. This is what consumes our time. And my thing is this, when you're so focused on trying to live up to what quote-unquote God wants you to be or wants you to live like or what's supposed to be a sin and what's not supposed to be, you will never take the time to actually focus on yourself, meditate for yourself, and try to heal yourself or try to bring yourself into awareness. you will always be in the dark. You will always never have enough information. You will always long to look to be accepted, whether it's by society or whether it's from the deity or the God that you believe in.
I'm telling you, I really do believe some of that, because the thing about it is like that's what people are lacking. They're lacking hope. That's something that even though people might say I sound negative or whatever the case may be, that's something that I have that I don't ever let go of. And that's all you need 9 times out of 10 is hope.
If they say, I don't mean to cut y'all off, and I ain't trying to take over, the conversation or anything like that. Just want to let y'all know that. But let me give y'all a little something to think about. Okay. In Christianity, they say that people say what is faith? They say faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, believing in the evidence of things that are unseen. So.
You sure you want to open up this door now?
No, I'm not about to go all religious on you, but it's a point I'm getting ready to make when it comes to us having the power that we have in us. If you're saying in the Christianity sense about faith and believing in something, and if all you have is enough as the grain of a mustard seed, which is a mustard seed. Anybody who knows anything about a mustard seed is very, very small. You can move a mountain. It's not saying move a mountain in the literal context. It's saying that just believing enough in something can manifest it. You can move it. You can make it do whatever you want. You can create your reality, your world. You can manifest whatever it is, anything that you want. You know, whatever mankind says that you can't do, or the doctor say, oh, you can't be cured by this, or this is incurable, you're going to die next week, or you're going to be dead in a month or whatever like that. You tell the doctor thanks, but no thanks. But I refuse to believe that. And you go home and you eat right, honey. You think good, positive thoughts or what have you. If you got to make yourself a little collage or whatever in the morning, every day you look on your collage of different past trips you took or things that bring you joy, and you think about those things and you think about doing those things again, and before you know it, that cancer or that whatever that life sentence that somebody, that doctor put on you, and next thing you know, you've done lived past that 4 weeks. You know, you're living now 4 years later, 40 years later, anything like that or what have you. Nothing is impossible. I keep trying to tell people, and it took me a long time to realize that nothing in this world, in this dimension that we live in, is impossible. We have all the power we have in us. Anytime you have to surrender yourself, think about the songs, whether they gospel, whether they Muslim songs, whatever like that. You got to think about certain songs. I give myself away to you, Lord, so you can use me, mold me, break me. You can have me. You can do all these things. You're surrendering yourself. You mean to tell me I got to give all of this up to you just to get something from you that was already in me, but I've been conditioned to believe that it was never there. But it really is. But I'm not getting deep on y'all or anything like that, but I just wanted to share that.
You not up, Naima.
Hello.
Who is it?
Who's that?
It's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Your voice got awful deep.
I wanted to share something. One thing Naima was saying about conditioning your mind and believing and faith and everything. I haven't flown since 2007. The first time I started with flying was first of the year with my anniversary. Then the Vegas trip. And I had to condition my mind because I have a very big thing with anxiety. And I would not get on a plane or anything. But I said, you know what, devil, you are lying. I have to condition my mind to get on this plane, to travel as well, because I have a lover that he likes to travel just as well. And it seems like I was holding him back and holding myself back as well, not to travel and to see the world. Because when I was younger, my first trip out of the country in high school was Paris. But my thing is, and I'm just gonna be real, like break it down. After
like, after the age of, after I got out of high school, after the age of 18, and I'm going to put it out, I'm a lot of girls know, and I don't give a fuck, that I contracted HIV. I'm 37, healthy, undetectable, take my one pill a day, and feeling sad. But I know that I had to leave. It was a do-or-die thing for me. Leave Atlanta because I was a drug boy. You could come to me, you could get your connect, especially the era of Backstreet. You know, the house that I was in, the house of prostitution was still going, that you could come to us, or come to me, basically, and you could get your pills, you could get your powder, you could get your K, you could get your Tina, you know, all that. And my thing is, I had to change my life and say, this thing is a do-or-die thing. I had to wipe my hands of it because I felt a kind of a guilt that I helped destroy a lot of lives, or, you know, sell people this product or this drug, and that made me feel some type of way. So, you know, I moved myself away from that, and I washed my hands, and I changed my life, even though that I moved to New York. I've been up here 7 years, so six and a half years. I know that I had to move from Atlanta. You know, it wasn't just because to come up here and get benefits or whatever. It was a do-or-die thing. It's either you're going to stay in Atlanta, continue to be around the same crowd, being around doing the same things, being around your same girlfriends, doing nothing, or you're going to leave and move and make better for yourself. And, you know, like I said, even going back, so I've been here, I've cleaned myself up. I haven't done drugs since, 2007. That's the last time I've ever, because I tried it all too myself. Ecstasy, pills, all that. And it cost me $8,000 to basically, my back teeth gone. I had to get implants. And it cost me $8,000 later to get implants in the back of my mouth. But the thing that people don't realize and think about, the longevity of using the drugs or, you know, whatever case may be, even the girls that are positive, they still use the drugs to get that escape. But when you calm down, sweetheart, you're still positive. You're still who you are. You're still doing, I mean, you still have to take that medicine, and drugs and medicine don't work. They don't mix. So that was the one thing with me. It was either do or die. And that's the one reason why I left Atlanta, is to do better for myself, is to get away and to cleanse and to purge myself of all the negativity, the lifestyle that I was living, the fast money, the cars, all that. So now that I'm here, I'm legally married. I, you know, go to church, dog and a husband. That's it. and I'm not a, you know, and that's how Brian is living his life. And like I said, that's what I was dealing with, was the big anxiety thing, and it was holding me back since 2007. I haven't flown, but, you know, from 2007 to now 2013, that's the first time I got back on a plane, when I went to DR, then to Vegas, because I said, fuck that. I'm not letting this hold me back. No. And now, you know, I'm planning more trips in the summer, and, you know, now that I've suppressed that, I'm doing me. And other people I know that are suffering with anxiety or fear, or that fear. My fear was flying, being in a closed space, and, you know, that just drove me crazy. I don't even like getting on the highway here. You know, I wouldn't get on the highway here in New York. I would catch a cab. Everywhere I go, catch a cab. Please take the street away. You know, the fear of me being in a closed space, that, you know, but I got over it. I prayed about it. I go to therapy for it. And I'm getting help, and I'm getting better and better each day. But that's all.
Oh. Well, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah. That's
encouraging.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Brian. I really appreciate that, and it takes a lot for someone to actually share. I know a lot of people are facing a lot of issues out there, and a lot of people just feel that they don't want to share what they're going through and stuff, and, you know, that's why I love when people actually open up on the show. I was just getting a message about Wednesday nights right now as you were sharing. You know, how much it really means to people when they are out there you know, just comparing their lives, and they have someone else that they can look for because look at because a lot of people feel that they're facing so many issues on their own. They feel like they're the only ones that are going through so much. Like, it's all about me. I'm the only one. No one will understand what I'm going through, so forth and so on. But little do a lot of people know that we all face the same different issues one way or another. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing that, Brian. Anybody want to, if you guys are on the phone line, you guys want to touch up on anything tonight, like I said, it's open mic night. You guys can just talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. Please press one.
Can we rotate the gears a little bit on this? And I want to bring something up that I have been itching to talk about.
Naima, can I ask you a question, though, really quickly?
Can we please talk about these ugly-ass motherfucking bitches and these motherfucking synthetic-ass motherfucking wigs?
Oh.
Nicole, are we talking about Nicole?
I didn't say nobody's name. I just want to talk about all these motherfucking ugly-ass bitches running around in motherfucking packs like motherfucking gorillas, Miss Day, with these synthetic-ass fucking wigs.
Well, let's get to it, because you're definitely talking about Nicole, honey. There isn't.
I didn't say no name, but you want to mention a name? Well, you
well,
mentioned
what
a name.
Talking, you know what?
How do y'all feel?
I'm dead.
I don't know what they're talking about tonight, honey.
Sean, take the floor for a few minutes and give us the recap of what happened with Nicole on the video today,
because
I didn't see it.
Oh, what did you want to ask me before you got to that?
Oh, well, child, I'll ask you in a few minutes. Now, I just seen that someone posted it in the chat room, and I didn't listen to it, but from what I seen, honey, you know, Nicole, she really looked a hoot. She looked very reckless, and child, it was just not cute, honey.
Which Nicole are y'all talking about?
Girl, they talking about Nicole Icon.
Oh, okay.
Icon. Well,
can somebody show me the video so I can see it?
Yes, her face looked swollen. She just looked, she looked a mess, honey. Oh,
girl, this is not cute.
Well, somebody hit me up and said the girls really look bad when they wear those synthetic wigs.
don't shoot
or read the messenger. I'm only reading what's coming across my Facebook.
Well, maybe I need to take a second look because, I mean, I was trying to watch the video last night, but two people were reading me while I was trying to watch it and told me to pay it. So I did just that, and I paid it.
Well, who was the two people that was reading you?
Well, they weren't reading. Well, we were trying to have a conversation, and like I said before, I do have ADD, so I try to do too many things at one time. And
that was the conversation I told you to turn that shit off? Yeah.
Yes. So from what I saw, and maybe it's just because I'm a neutral person, I didn't think she looked bad.
Oh, no, Jason, child. When I seen her with that little jacket on and that hair, Miss Thing, girl, it took me back to the 90s, child. All I thought about was Real Love from Mary J. Blige.
And that's why I didn't, and that's how I picture, like, in my head, if I ever came in my head, I am going to come to New York. If in my head, if I came to New York, there were people that, there are certain girls that I thought I could hang out with, like, in certain places. And in my head, Nicole is one of those around the way, give you that real love, Mary J. Blige.
I'm going to fuck the girls up in my inbox, Miss Day. I never even seen the video, so I don't know what y'all talking about. I didn't watch the video or anything.
Well,
I don't even know where the video
is
at.
I thought they were talking about, Kelly, was the Vicky Gotti video where he's telling you to stop your shit and shut the fuck up.
We'll get to her later, but my inbox just went off and somebody said y'all said the 80s and they said dynamite.
Yeah, it's so fierce. Now, Nicole does not look like all that.
No one can blame you. I'm walking away.
And
And so what happened with Vicky Gotti? Because I don't watch her videos, Mistake. It doesn't, it, you know, I don't patronize her.
Well, her latest video, I guess she was doing an interview with the Lonnie somebody person. Lonnie takes over her show. And he was basically asking him a bunch of questions about different ballroom scenarios, like to stop the violence. And he not only said that you need to stop your shit and shut the fuck up, he also said that, I think he said Nicole needs to shut the fuck up and stop her shit.
Ooh. Vicky got, you know, Mistake, I just don't understand, you know. I don't understand with these children, Mistake. Like, all of these children that have opinion, y'all non-motherfucking factor, Mistake, okay? And y'all want to sit here and y'all want to have an opinion about me, bitch. Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing or what the fuck I'm saying, bitch. I don't have to stop my shit. Because trust me, baby, okay? I ain't gonna put it out there now to the girls, but trust me, my shit is about to be my shit, exactly what it is, okay? How you doing?
Sounds like something big.
When I finish with my shit, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell all you girls to kiss my ass and don't stop your shit from me doing my shit.
Kelly, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. I have maybe like Jasmine said, maybe I'm just not in tune with what's going on, but I know that you're gonna be real when I ask you this. What have you done in like the past 6 months that's got everybody like still at you? Because literally, I really haven't seen you doing. You ain't been on no aftermath. Really, like, I really haven't seen you doing nothing to where everybody would be at you like they are.
You know. You know what I think it is? I ain't been to the doctor since June of last year. I went to the doctor today, and I think that the fact of the matter that I'm 285 pounds as of today from 455 pounds, Mistake, and the girls can't take it, Mistake. I think that's what it is.
I know that's right.
Well, that's
okay.
A blessing.
Congratulations.
And I ain't motherfucking done yet.
Oh, I know that's right.
But I don't know, you know, I think the girls just get mad at me because I have an opinion. I have an opinion about a lot of things, and the girls don't feel that I'm qualified enough to have an opinion about a lot of things. And the girls don't understand everything, the things that I do to people in the ballroom scene and everything that I have done. Mistake is everything that I have built up a wall to everything the girls used to do to me and everything. So, bitch, it really don't bother me when the girls sit here and they read me and they say what they say to me, because I know exactly who I am when I leave the ball. What I put on for this radio show and what I put on for those cameras, that's not me at all. So, you know, the girls can get over it. Honey, baby, please.
I wonder what makes people think that you need some kind of, like, qualification or, like, some kind of status to have an opinion on something like ballroom. So that's what trips me out.
Huh? Oh, I have to put you on mute for a minute. I'm still listening, but, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Must be time for that gentleman call.
No, bitch. I'm not on motherfucking Uvu, bitch. I'm on motherfucking FaceTime, okay? Uvu is for girls that do jack sessions, Mistake. I don't do jack sessions. I only do Uvu in the daytime when all my girls that don't have FaceTime or iChat, I'll get on Uvu with them, Mistake. But Uvu is only for the girls that like to sit there and jack off.
Well, if that's the case, then the last time that all of us was on the
Naima, stop your shit. Because the last time we was all on Uber, Mistake, you disappeared for about an hour.
Naima.
Now,
my question is to you, girl. What's the tea between you and Alexis, honey? What's going on?
Didn't we cover that last?
Y'all did?
Yeah.
Where were you, Sean?
Oh,
you know, I was listening, and then I fell asleep. I guess I fell asleep on a good part, honey. But that's not that wasn't initially my question to you, Naima.
What was my initial question?
Okay. Are you, like, do you still consider yourself, because I know that you are from the church, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself still a Christian, or are you an atheist?
No, I consider myself spiritual. I don't consider myself in any, I'm not conforming myself to any other, what's the easy word I can say?
I'm not
conforming myself to any one particular God anymore. I'm a spiritual person. I believe that I find when you going by other people's laws that you're getting handed down information from people who are running the world. People who are running the world are evil people that are doing shit, malicious shit behind the scenes, and shit that's in front of your doggone face. I tend not to I tend to get away from that now because I've lived my life in fear, living under the law.
Okay.
And when I broke away from that, I feel a hell of a lot better. Shit don't scare me no more like that anymore.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say to you, Naima, because I heard, you know, what you were saying, you know, earlier and stuff like that, that we have the power within ourselves. But let's not forget, let's not, you know, ever deny the power thereof, you know, because, you know, you came from that place. So
yeah.
It just almost came across as if you were denying, you know, the power of God. And I was with you for a second until you got to that other place where you just made a left and I couldn't get with you anymore or whatever. So, you know,
well,
let me
break something down to you real quick then. Okay, being that you said that.
Yes.
Let me say this, okay? What movie I want to bring? Okay. You ever see the movie okay. Let me say this and then bring the movie in. Okay, this past weekend, y'all had the bombings in Boston,
Boston,
right? Boston. Okay. And you notice how the reporters said that, you know, they had tight security and the guards and all of that shit that they had there, whatever, like that, you know, this should have been impossible for something like this to happen, but it happened or whatever like that. Instantly, when I seen it, I said, oh, this was the inside job, okay? And then the next thing I said was, I said, it's going to be a child that's going to wind up dead in this. I said, because when it's regular people and they dead or they got killed, whatever like that, okay, fine. They have a little compassion, okay, fine. But when it's a child, it's an outpouring, it's a cry, and fear sets in. Fear is what feeds these entities that control this planet. Now, with that being said, okay.
Hold on, y'all.
Huh?
Hold on. Simmer down, sir.
What?
Wait a minute. Hello?
Y'all not going to sit here, Miss Thing, and
oh.
Not talk about motherfucking Nicki Minaj calling Mariah Carey, sir, tonight on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Y'all hear what she said?
Watching CNN, it's a bomb in Texas. It was just a bomb in Texas.
A bomb in Texas?
I'm looking at it now on
Are you serious?
Yeah,
no,
like almost 100 houses was bombed.
Evacuated.
Mistake, they not playing with us, Mistake,
okay?
Okay,
back to what I was
what
saying.
About the, what about the package that the president delivered today by the force?
Yeah, with the mice and what the fuck is the name of that shit?
Yeah, well, anthrax or whatever it was. But
it's
that's
rice,
what I was saying.
Ice poison.
Y'all have to realize, okay,
poison.
Not to go so deep because look like y'all want to go to something else, so I'll just say this and leave it alone.
Okay.
When it comes, you see how hard, speaking of the president, is fighting, you know, for these gun laws and all of this and that and the other. Now I forgot what amendment it is that's on the Constitution, but it says that, you know, we could have the right to bear arms or whatever. Like I forgot whatever number it was, but either way. That if y'all noticed that, every time a casualty or something happens and involves children or a child or whatever the case may be, everybody's like, we need tougher gun restrictions. We need this, we need that. You're actually giving your rights away. This is why the president is having such a hard time, because there's other motherfuckers that are saying, like, wait a minute, all of this shit that's happening, but no sooner it's a child and it's an outpouring, it's a cry, people want laws, people want this. Now look what's happening up here at the Port Authority and at the Empire State Building and other places. You got different officers now, even more tighter security because of what happened in Boston, randomly checking you, grabbing you, and things like that. Now, if y'all are not seeing the bigger picture here, then y'all must be blind, because the bigger picture that's happening is martial law is about to come in soon. Because
thank you.
The more and more of these bombings and these cataclysmic shit that's happening, or something that always involves children or some old sacrifice, because these are sacrifices, these are rituals, these are things that's going on. Whatever is dominating this planet, it feeds off of fear. Okay, I keep trying to tell everybody this over and over again. The more and more that people cry out that we need to be safe, we need rules, we need this, we need that. The next thing you know, when you turn around, bitch, you won't be able to buy a gun to protect yourself. You won't be able to barter or trade or do other things, whatever like that, without having certain identification. Or you won't be able to go out the country, waiting you can go out the country for about a month or two or something like that. They'll restrict it to like a weekend. The girls are gagging. The president, and y'all can read me all you want. Yes, I voted for him, but I gagged, because the president is turning y'all motherfucking asses out. Okay? Anybody who gets
Naima,
in there,
Naima.
Yeah.
Don't. Okay, I understand your personal feeling on it.
Yes. The president.
Stop. Because you know people will just turn into a back and forth thing.
Back and forth my ass. The people are coming, Naima. You better not say another word about Obama, honey.
Okay.
Hey, I'll wait for tomorrow at 8
mom.
O'clock. And I'll go in.
Can we get a song selection from Bishop? Because I know he in the queue.
Hang up.
Can he sing a Dree Hill song for us tonight? Can he sing Five Steps?
No.
Oh,
Five Steps.
acknowledging of things that we should be aware of. So if you have time, archive it, some of the past shows, or tune into her shows. I think they're 2 nights a week, I'm not sure. But definitely listen to what she's saying, because it's some stuff that will make you say, It will definitely make you think. But I really don't want to just kind of go into that whole thing about the president, because then it'll start turning into a whole bunch of negativity on here, and they'll go back and forth with you and so forth and so on. But as far as what just happened in Texas, to my understanding, a fertilization plant blew up. I don't know if it was bomb-related and stuff. But, you know, there's some a lot of stuff that's happening in this world and a lot of stuff that we need to be aware of. So everybody just really be careful. But
right.
Go ahead, Kelly. The floor is yours. You want to sing, Kelly?
No. I'm not going to sing, girl. They won't leave me, honey. They're doing that enough, honey. Bitch, I just wanted to talk about how Nicki Minaj told Miss Mariah Carey, hold on, sir.
Well, y'all Nicki and Mariah got so much, there's so much tension between them. That's like you and Persia on the same panel at the same time.
No, it's not. It's not the same, because you know, Nicki got credentials, Mariah Carey has credentials, Kelly has credentials, Urza doesn't.
Ooh.
Leave Persia alone.
You see, I'm just being real. I'm just being real. Outside of the house.
outside of the House of Ebony or, you know, or any of that, who knows of a Persia? She's not, like, you know, maybe in her area in Chicago. You know, outside of that, nobody knows who. If you mention her name, bitch, they're going to be like, who?
Well, I personally think Persia is a lovely, nice person.
And I think if she stood on the block next to Kelly, Kelly would get her clock.
I think if you stood on the block next to me, you'll get more dick than me too.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Dick is good. Dick's delicious. 24 flavors and nutritious.
I heard that in a minute. That's not even.
Take it in your butt. Take it in your back. Anywhere you have it, it's a nice little snack.
So, for those of you that watched American Idol tonight, did Candace break the building down again?
Yeah.
I don't watch that shit. I only watch one thing. And
you so angry,
I swear to God, I have three TVs in my house. I swear for God, I only watch one thing, and it's Scandal. And that's because y'all got me on Scandal. I don't even know why I have a TV. If it's not football season, and if it's not Scandal, this TV do not come on at all.
J-Rock, why do you watch football? To watch the men run up and down the field, sweating and stuff, to turn you on?
No, I watch football because I have been a Dallas Cowboys fan since I was born.
So what do y'all think about that guy now that is actually out? What do you all think about that football player ex-boyfriend outing him?
I think a lot
more of those football players that's gay should come out.
They said it's about
four or five more that's supposedly coming out.
It's gay people everywhere. I mean, are we even, you know, people in football, basketball, singers, are we even surprised that they're gay? I mean,
no,
it's gay people everywhere.
I'm not.
I am.
I want
to
be
with the trade in the street.
Everybody can't talk at one time. Yeah, come on now.
In 2013, baby, gay is the new straight mistake. I don't know why anybody in the closet.
No, Kelly, the gagger is the figure skaters are the straight guys. Those are top.
Okay, please.
I don't care what nobody say, honey. Well, you love whoever you want to love. Life is too doggone short to be trying to sit around and put somebody in your own heaven and hell because they're not conforming to what you want them to be. Bitch, I'm going to love whoever I want to love, and that's that. Period.
But when you're in the entertainment or you're out there as an athlete or whatever, you have to be careful on how you move. You know what I'm saying? You just can't come out just like that.
Hold on, y'all, because she must be really got something to say because she keep pressing one and going back and forth, honey.
Oh.
Grandma.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you goddamn right, shit. I didn't know I had to unpress the mute button or what have you. But I thought I was calling. Can you hear me? Shit, y'all done got so quiet. Oh, I guess you didn't hear me. Okay, yeah, what I was calling then here to say was, Naiva, you really impressed me. You ain't as dumb as I thought you was. You ain't standing alone, baby. Granny know what you're talking about. I'm where you at, baby, and probably then some more. But you know your big foot long ass need to go. You really need to add me on PlayStation 9 because I see we on the same page.
I got your love, Granny.
Okay, Granny.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to really have to tune into your show now because I thought you was dumb as the rest of these time cuts.
Oh, my God.
I'm really still love all y'all. You see, I'm still tuned in.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Tune in tomorrow, Granny, tomorrow to my show, honey.
Well, what time you come on, baby? I know we on Jazz and Platform and Kelly, but what time you come on? Granny don't know.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock from that to 9 o'clock.
All right, baby, I'm going to be there. Well, what's the topic going to be, goddammit?
We're going to be talking about a little bit of the bombing, but basically it's going to be a three-part series.
Are you going to be talking about the Boston bombings?
No, we ain't. Well, we're going to a little bit about that, but it's really going to be about God, aliens, and deities.
Yeah, oh, I know about all that. See, these people here, they don't know nothing about that. They need to learn their history and where they really come from.
Yeah, and we also going to be highlighting third gender sexuality too. So,
you getting off into some freaky stuff too. Okay, girl, we'll be back on. You know, and you're smoking my pipe and killing these crackers.
Oof. He is a full key, honey.
What? What is third gender?
Key. Huh?
Oh, my God.
Third gender?
Third gender is transgenders. We are the third gender.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But it goes into more deeply when you talk about the Greek gods, angels, who are asexual. You know, we're going to get into a lot of things on tomorrow. So but it's going to be broken up into three different series.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Naima. I'm a little bit of asexual now. What the hell that got to do with angels and Greek?
Hold on, y'all.
You are sexual.
Another caller on the line. 646-542, you're live on the air. 646. Oh, they hung up. Okay.
Naima, I need you to hit my inbox, Naima, tomorrow so I won't forget, because I'll probably be, I'm on vacation. I'll just be knocked out.
Oh, okay.
Naima, you need to add my name, because every time I try to add your name on my PlayStation, it's saying something about you don't exist.
Oh, yes, I do. Speaking of PlayStation, Jasmine?
Yes?
Bitch, when I tell you I looked at the motherfucking previews, honey, on YouTube of that game, that the new game that you got, it's no motherfucking shade. Tomorrow I will be getting that game. I'm up in that motherfucking in the GameStop tomorrow, honey, and I'm going to go get that game.
Stop it, Naima.
Because I like to invite the Butch Queens over here, honey, and we get on this PlayStation. You know, if they lose this game, you know, they had to take off an article of clothing.
Oh Lord.
Oh, that's so bad.
Okay.
I know
you know. Is. I be doing Kelly Mizrahi stunts. Ooh, no.
Oh my God,
Kelly, you do that? You run shows like that, Kelly?
No, I don't do shows like that, Miss Thing. I sit and I chat with the trade, and they be like, "What you doing, bitch?" And I be saying, "I'm playing Black Ops, bitch." And they be like, "Oh, shorty, you play Black Ops?"
Damn.
Yeah. And they come over here, bitch. I don't know nothing about playing no Black Ops. I don't even know how to turn all this stupid shit on. Okay. A bitch got an Xbox 360, a Wii, a motherfucker Atari, bitch. I just bought Apple TV, mistake. Bitch, I got all this shit sitting here, bitch. I know how to set this shit up, bitch. I waited for one of the kids to come over here to set this shit up, bitch.
It sounds like one of them Rodney Father cocktail stunts.
Yes, bitch. Mind you, I tried to set up my new Apple Extreme internet thing, bitch. Girl, I had to call the people. They still couldn't help me. So I got to wait for one of the kids to come. I tried to set up the Apple TV tonight. I don't know how to do it. It's sitting here on top of the TV. When one of the kids come over, they'll set it up.
I'll set it up for you, honey. Let me come on over there to Manida, honey.
Oh, you can come. He already went home.
Oh, now I can come?
That's why I just put you on hold, because he just hit me up and told me he just got home.
Oh,
he's about to the shop.
I'm coming over there when he over there.
No, oh, baby, you trust me, you won't come over here when he's here. This one?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what,
this.
Since you give it that about him, then I'll take a trip on out there to California.
Baby, he's in California. Oh, you take a trip to California, but this one will not be in the forefront.
Yeah. Okay, so California is the one then?
Baby, you can have California.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, ooh. I haven't spoken to California IA in 3 weeks.
What's so special about California, honey?
Baby, it's a lot. It was a lot in California.
Okay, I'm signed in now. Hold on, let me see, because I got some new people that said that. Hold on. But Jasmine, how do you like the game so far?
Oh my God!
Brian is trying to talk to Kelly.
Oh, I didn't hear. Hey, Brian.
Hey, baby. When did you bring your ass over here to get this damn Christmas gift, bitch? That I've been holding in my closet forever.
Oh, Brian, you know, I be so fucking big. I be so on the fucking road, honey. Baby, we're going to have to meet up. I'm going to be here this weekend. I think I'm going to be here this weekend, honey. So.
You might as well turn that gift into a birthday present.
It's a Christmas gift that I thought that I had got. It's been sitting in my closet since Christmas.
Yeah, I have to. I'm be out this weekend, honey. You know, I haven't had no vehicle, honey. The car died, honey, and we had to take her to the. We had to put her to rest, so I have no been having no way. So, but this weekend I should be in town this weekend because I'm not. I don't think I'm going to D.C., honey. Yes, I can't wait for my birthday show. You know, that Wednesday I'm gonna have to come over and crash the show. It's my birthday on Wednesday, and that Wednesday.
Oh Lord.
Excuse me.
When your birthday
comes. That's just
Listen, y'all was giving a whole lot, Miss Thang, girl. I understand that, Miss Thang. My birthday in 42 days.
What day is that?
You about to be 42?
May 30th.
Oh,
all right, Jasmine.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 42, J Rock, but I fuck like a 19-year-old.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
That's a man. Across.
Hey Kelly, so you a Gemini or what?
Yes, I'm a Gemini, yes.
Well, I'm a
so
Leo.
I do mine the 22nd.
Well,
oh,
word,
Gemini
stands
up. I love my Geminis, Gemini rules.
They say Leo's
lie.
What's everybody's sign on a phone? I know Mark is a Gemini. J Rock, what's your sign?
My birthday is May 10th, splash weekend.
Oh, you're a Taurus.
He's a Taurus like me.
Oh, Jason, you're a Taurus. Brian?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. Naima?
Leo.
And Jasmine, I know what sign Jasmine is. Jasmine, but tell them your sign.
Couture.
Wait a minute,
did you say couture?
I just got a text on the pink phone. It said to tell Naima to keep it cute before she be the fourth gender.
Ooh.
Nah, see, watch over there on Manina, okay?
Oh, no, this is not. This is wasn't from Manina. This is from the South. Yes.
One more thing. I'm sorry. In July 21st, Chanel is going back in heat. I need your chihuahua to hunt with my girl, though.
Baby, when I tell you, baby, listen, let me tell y'all something, right? Okay, I heard what you said. Bitch, this motherfucking boy, he need to fucking go, okay? This bitch done had her motherfucking period in here, okay? Bitch done bleed all on my floors and all on the pillows and everything, bitch. This motherfucker runs on the top of the couch, run, go crazy. I locked this motherfucker in the bathroom today. You know, he was throwing himself against the motherfucking bathroom door, bitch, to get out the bathroom to try to get... My motherfucking dog, because she's in heat over here, Miss Thang, and she ain't trying to give him none. She be biting him. He threw himself in the tub, bitch, running around the tub, throwing himself against the door and everything. Bitch, I'm ready to get rid of him, bitch, until this bitch get out of heat, because he getting on my fucking nerves.
Yeah.
Shit.
Let
him come play with Chanel.
Baby, well, he need to come play with somebody, honey, because, baby, I don't know nothing about nothing, but the only thing I know is when something go wrong, my sister told me to search online, bitch. So I search online, and they going to talk about that's normal. That's how the males get at the girls. Well, baby, this motherfucker about to get the fuck up out of here because a bitch ain't got time for all of this shit, bitch, okay? It's crazy, okay? And this bitch over here, and all she want to do is just stink and roll her little nasty ass around and let him lick the pussy and don't want to give him none, bitch.
You know what, speaking of puss, did you catch the two cats, the video I had posted inside the official ballroom, Kelly?
Who is that of a key?
What video?
With the two, where the cat was trying to yak the other cat, and he stuck his meat in the wrong hole, and she went off.
Oh
yes.
No, honey,
I saw that.
Did y'all see the video when the pit bull was fucking the con and eating her pussy?
Ew,
yeah,
no.
Oh
my god.
Yes, it was in the group, Miss Thang, bitch. The dog had nutted and everything, Miss Thang, and the cunt wasn't finished, Miss Thang. She grabbed him and held him tight, Miss Thang, and kept on pumping.
Okay, and he was over. He was ready to get up off her.
Or
yes.
The YouTube video where the chihuahua was fucking the pit bull.
Baby. I don't know.
Okay, so what's your okay, so is everybody name on this list right here in the official ballroom? Because I'm great as y'all.
I'm not in the official ballroom. My name is in the inbox. My PlayStation name.
My name is in the inbox on PS3.
Oh, you already on here, J Rock. I already have been here.
Rock, you J Rock, you know she found you, J Rock.
Not too much, Manita.
Okay, J Rock. You know she found you, J Rock. Please. Please. She found you as soon as she typed the first three letters into your name. She found you.
Oh. Yeah, yes, that's right, because it said bottom bunk.
Oh,
well,
she can
never. Oh, it said bottom bunk? Oh, he that type of said Naima? She got quiet.
Where's J Rock? I don't have his name. I just sent Jason a friend's request.
I need to be added.
Listen, I'm ready for a game tonight. Who got Mortal Kombat tonight, honey? Cause,
I got Mortal versus DC. I got
Mortal versus DC. Meet me in Gotham City, bitch.
Listen, okay? Not too much. I told you I didn't know about the game until Jasmine had posted it. But I'm going to get it tomorrow. But in the meantime, if you have PS3 and you have Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or Soul Calibur 5 or anything like that, honey, let's get online and let's give it a go.
I don't like Soul Calibur, so I don't have it.
I told you, Naima.
Everybody got to get online and everybody got to turn their webcam on and everybody got to get naked and play the game.
Baby,
I'm telling you, you don't even have a PS3, so
honey,
we ain't got to worry about that.
It will be the 10th wonder of the world, honey. You look at you view my camera over there.
Oh my god.
Okay, so like it's 1:57, and you know, if y'all listening from the computer, y'all would like to call in. Y'all better call in because you have 3 minutes.
Yes.
Hold on. It's callers online.
All right. Well, I added Jasmine.
Wait a minute, where you see Jasmine? I'm trying to look for the code.
01341, you're live on the air. Okay, everybody got time for that. 773-778, you're live on the air.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay, hey. So y'all did all the ad right, because J-Rock is stupid and he just sent me his name all over again.
Oh, shit.
Dumb as a box of rocks. Trash, just dumb as a box of goddamn rocks.
Well, I had three rocks last night.
Go
I got Jasmine just sent me hers. I'm waiting for Naima's request.
Okay.
So what y'all basically telling me is I need to go steal something tomorrow from motherfucking Babies R Us.
I asked you to do some abracadabra, honey, and get me my game. But, girl, you
I got cut off last night. But I guess I might have to go steal something from Babies R Us and take it back and give me a gift card, Miss Thang.
Well,
and give me a place, Miss Thang.
I need you to abracadabra for about a good 70, honey.
I'll chalk the ease plug.
Thank you.
So, Kelly, you say you know you do your stuff like that. So how do you get like your
Granny sent me
your own
thing. Yes, Granny.
Ain't her name a key?
I said, how do you get your fragrances and stuff like that? Do you do that too? With
all my fragrances, I go and if y'all ever see Mistake, any bag, any one of my label bags that I buy, Mistake, I always buy the big tote bags, Mistake, okay? And I go up in the store, Mistake, and I drop she in my bag as I'm walking around.
I do that in Sephora.
In New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my best girlfriend, Miss Thang. You go there, Miss Thang, and you get to her, Miss Thang, and you go and you get the $200 bottles, Miss Thang, and you take them back with your eyes there. You have them, put them on the gift card, Miss Thang, and you get all your fragrances, your lashes, your pencils, and everything.
Oh yeah, I do the same thing when I go to Home Depot.
I'm not sitting here promoting these things. I'm not sitting here promoting these things to y'all, Miss Thing, but they got a nasty pencil set, Miss Thing. They got like 50 pencils in it, Miss Thing, and it's $350. If you put it in your bag and you take it back to the register, they'll put it on a gift card. But you ain't hear that from me.
Oh yeah, I got a friend of mine.
Hey, what you say, Jason, about Home Depot?
Naima said something about she go to Home Depot.
Yeah, I got a friend of mine who does it with Home Depot. He'll get stuff.
I'm just saying, girl, who buys toilet paper and cleaning supplies and all of that stuff and dishwashing liquid and Tide and all of that stuff to say? You go to Home Depot and you get out and you take her back to the register with your ID, Miss Nigga, they put on a gift card.
Yeah, they sell
all
of that.
I can tell you another one, too. You can very much, well, the girls, this is for the girls that live in New York. I get all my designer stuff. I go to, like, in Harlem where they have those little carts, and you get, like, the perfumes and the clothes. I get the Gucci Guilty, Flower Bomb, and I take it back to Sephora. I pay $20-$25 for it, and I take it back to Sephora with no ID and get a store credit.
Ooh.
Wait, well, I have a question. Wait a minute, y'all. I got a question that just came over for Dez. Dez, somebody in the chat room wants to know, are you still slapping yourself when you do hand performance in the basement?
Oh! Oh, my God.
And apparently it's
that's
a video.
And I want to tell any of y'all cast this thing, because y'all close now and y'all cool with my sister. If she ever invites you down to poolside, Miss Sega, y'all go out to the store, please do not take nothing while you're with her in the store. Don't want to see, if you want to see that side that came out on my lawn, you will definitely see that side, Miss Sega, okay?
Wait a minute, Jason, I'm trying to add your name on here. I just figured out how to add people, because everybody always
seen that lady,
me.
I seen that lady throw somebody in the pool for stealing with her.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I heard that story.
Baby, it was serious, bitch. Girl, we wore it. Bitch, when I talk about wore it out, Jason, and when I'm telling y'all we wore it out, Miss Thing, y'all know those big suitcases that they take to motherfucking Africa?
Oh, no.
Miss Thing, baby, when I tell you that suitcase was full to the rim, Miss Thing. Girl, Jasper jumped. I never seen my sister move so fast, Miss Thing. She jumped out that truck, bitch, and she went to grab that suitcase, and Miss Thing, she gagged how heavy that suitcase was. It was a big key, but we had war out, Miss Thing. I love going to Florida. That's my place where I go to relax and get my zing and my, you know, my motivation, honey, and just release everything, Miss Thing. When you go to Jasmine House, Miss Thing, I don't need to do nothing, Miss Thing. When I tell you it's everything to do in Orlando, Miss Thing, only thing I need to do in Orlando, bitch, is just go to Jasmine House, honey, and it's just relaxation, Miss Thing, honey. No drama, no nothing, but my last trip that I went down there, Miss Thing, oh, girl, I was a mess.
Who is these people?
I will never take nobody with me ever again.
Somebody hit me up in my inbox and said, why Nicole hair and Luna video look like top ramen noodle?
Oh, shit.
Jason, it says the online ID you entered has not been registered.
And see, that's what it's like. Okay.
Okay, so
you putting it in the way I gave it to you?
Yeah.
Because everybody else was able to add me.
I added them.
Okay, so what are we going to play? So what are we playing tonight?
We playing Mortal Kombat tonight.
I'm waiting for J-Rock to accept my request.
Man, J-Rock playing DC Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Oh, y'all playing Mortal Kombat versus
DC. We can play that because I have that too.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute, Naima. Let me see if I can add. Let me try to add you again.
First of all, I'm going
to
need y'all to not
to the ground.
Oh,
I can't wait to.
And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, when you play me, don't do them same cheesy ass moves over and over.
Oh, shut up, child! Because
if you
don't listen, that's a bottoms move right there. It don't matter if they keep doing the moves or not. If you're a fighter, then you will fight. I will tell you like I tell the boys: don't get over here and whine.
You
suck it up,
honey. Do you have a headset, J Rock? Do you have a headset that you can talk to the people while you playing?
I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, let me charge my headset up.
I didn't know you could talk when you play like the fighting game. I thought that was like on.
You can, yeah, you can talk on all your games, deuces.
I'm gonna fling his ass into a wall just for the fun of it.
Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna whip his ass. I'm gonna whip his ass with Catwoman, then I'm gonna whip his ass with Wonder Woman.
Hold on, I got the Turtle Beach.
Ride, honey. I need a ride. Somebody needs to come take me to Queens and thing to the 24-hour Toys R Us and maybe ride.
I ain't talking to you, girl.
I got these Turtle. I got the Turtle Beach PX21 earphone, earphone, whatever that is.
Okay. Woohoo. So where's the awards ball going to be?
The $300 earphone.
Didn't they move it?
Let's catch a cab, Kelly.
Okay, here we go. Here go the screen names. Oh, okay.
No, that's
all right, thank you, Jazzy. Well, what, Jasmine, where's your name? Wait a minute, hold on.
Kelly, where's the awards ball going to be?
I have no idea.
What the hell you mean you ain't got no
idea? It
ain't
the same place Gagger Wayne was.
No, that's the DC Awards ball.
Oh,
Jason,
I don't know.
Can you add me?
Honey.
Because it's not, it's, I can't,
wait,
I'm not acting right.
Oh, damn, I should have did it earlier. I forgot, honey. I don't know if the girls are listening.
Okay, let me make sure I'm doing this right. It's in what? Never mind. Type it again in my inbox name so I can make sure I'm typing it right.
Jasmine, can you send me your, what's the name over here?
Okay, let me get
a
phone.
And I'm about to
I want to give a big shout. I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriend Tanae from Jersey, from Atlantic City. She
yes.
Was
hey,
show, honey. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Carrie. I want to give a big shout out to Timmy, honey. Timothy Smart, honey, and Diva Devana. Big shout out to all of y'all, honey. How y'all doing?
Okay, let me put my
my, and my girl Red Snapper.
Yes, Red Snapper. I love her. She is the key, honey.
Baby, Miss.
How y'all get these little avatars?
I don't want to talk about that. Can y'all make a chat for that, this thing? Because I don't have one.
Okay, you received it.
I ain't got time for that, Charlie.
All right, Naeem, I think I sent it to you this time. It worked. I think it went through this time.
Okay, hold on.
Charlie, hopefully my computer don't get hit by lightning.
Girl, you only got 3 trophies.
Who?
Naeem.
3 trophies.
I only got a couple
what?
Of them, too, now, because I ain't been. Cause
that's what it says. Like, it's got 3 stars by your name.
Jasmine, everybody.
Yeah.
I have to leave because I have a 9 o'clock client in the morning. I enjoy
bye,
the
girl,
show.
Bye.
Stop being mean to him.
Really?
We don't do that to people nowadays. We're going to stop. We're starting something new. We're not going to be mean.
Oh, shit.
Where all that fierceness come from?
Jason had an epiphany.
No, nah, that wasn't a
well, thank you so much,
you
Brian,
that
for
shit.
Tuning in.
Yes, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
I had a nice time being on the show, sitting in with you guys and sharing. And, you know, I learned some things, and that helped me within myself. And, you know, I had a fun time.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, and thank you for not just being rude and hanging up.
Okay.
Like
but, no,
people.
I have a 9 o'clock client, and she's a sew-in, and I have to be focused.
All right.
I know you.
All right.
It,
love you. Peace, love, and Hagrid's. I'll see y'all next week.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Okay, J Rock. Yeah. Does it really take you that long to accept a friend request, honey?
I did.
So, do the new scandal come on tonight, or
no?
I
it doesn't come
no,
until the day after
week.
My birthday.
You have
oh,
to bite
geez.
Your finger for a little while longer.
Oh, good
it comes
God.
Comes on next week.
The new scandal is April 25th.
Oh, child. Then I got to work. Oh, I guess I'll wait for Miss Atlanta Housewives to come
no,
on.
No, watch Hannibal. Hannibal is good. You need to go watch
let me
Hannibal.
Go, let me go put this game
Hannibal?
In, honey, to get ready to whoop
oh,
these
okay.
children. Are we betting money or something? You know
do
what
you,
we need to do?
We
talking about, you know how
about
Jasmine said we need to do something fun and stuff like that? I think we all should, like, maybe make a trip, like, sometime this summer. Actually, to be honest with y'all, this summer I actually plan on going to Disney World. I'm planning it now for my birthday in July. So I think we all should have a nasty tournament down in Florida or something like that, or we all should get together somewhere.
Well, y'all can just get my money ready and, yeah.
Chill, you're about to get played the next 10 seconds.
Yeah, I want to play this old-ass Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, honey.
Chill, that's
need to
the latest
playing.
Thing that came up. Girl, what is you trying to get your ass whooped in, honey, exactly? So we know.
Wait a minute. Calm down, Nozabella. Okay?
We're trying to figure it out. You keep trying to switch games.
What
honey,
you
so
are
you
not going to do
is what? Slay you? Get out of here.
Ooh. Yes, he's going to slay you, not
him.
It's always
Adam Ball.
I knew he was into the girl.
Nobody bottom but you in that gigantic kickstand. You call that footlong.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Stop that.
So, anyway, Jasmine, how is the game so far for you?
It's good. It's good. I've been doing, like, a lot of training and stuff like that, and just playing the story mode in between work and everything. I like it.
Okay.
Hey, you got it on PS3, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at, Naima?
Huh?
Where are you at, like?
She must didn't add you, dude.
You must didn't add me.
Send
Did you send her
a button
name so she can't add you?
Yeah, send that lady my name, please. Thank you.
Naima, do you want his name?
No.
Oh, well, fuck it.
No, you can send me his name, Chad. Let me tell you something, Bloodhound, okay?
Yeah, she give a stern no.
She gives a stern no.
And no.
Right. The bigger and vitality all up
in you say you act like he stole your ice cream and your sandwiches.
Because he did.
No, she act like I stole her date, bitch, the way she said it. No.
Child,
bitch,
you won't ever, nog, steal a motherfucking E-mog, honey.
She said that one in just real verse.
Wait a minute. Naima, I send him yours if you want me to, because you don't know how to add nobody. So, Dave, I'm going to send you hers.
I can't see
yeah,
her.
Send him mine, because you know I'm a little slow.
Child, that ain't no less.
Now, listen. I don't need you to add on.
Okay.
So, Jasmine, what else new has been going on in your life besides, you know, you getting this game? So, like, I didn't even know you was really into games like this.
What's that all that background?
And amen.
They're playing this game.
That's what's the name over there? Oh, no, that can't be Callie, because she ain't playing no game.
Callie's
about
to get a ride. That's surround sound, honey. Or something.
All
right,
oh,
Dave,
yes, I got surround
it.
Sound, too, honey.
I said this
that was me. I'm sorry.
Mm.
Okay, let me go on with you. Okay. Mine's as easy as hell. I don't know how to hear like.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Jazz just tagged me. Okay, all right.
I got a question for J-Rock. Ciao.
J-Rock.
Yes. Yes.
Bottom almighty.
Oh. Talk out the last. Bottom almighty. Work, honey.
Go in.
It's so I'm funny. Not going to entertain that, but what's going on?
Yes, it's so funny that y'all said that because I had a question pertaining to, you know, all of that. Like,
oh,
my
so
gosh,
who?
Sean.
Oh, Sean, you want to go ahead and admit that you're
I
want to
hear the question, please.
So, like, did you have sex with, like, Butch Queens or the girl?
We can't hear. What is that noise?
Hold on, y'all. Stop.
What
somebody being murdered?
Okay, now what was the fucking question?
I said, so what? What do you do? Do you have sex with the Butch Queens, or you have sex with the girls, or you do both?
Should we create a room?
Wow, how did this come up about me again? But since you want to know, I have sex with whoever is laying next to me at that time.
Oh, so you're equal opportunity.
Yes.
She measuring at the dough, whoever gets
work,
the largest.
Work, honey, for that suggestion
dough.
Box being open.
Come on.
It's so, Naima, what about you, Naima?
Huh?
What about you, Naima?
Excuse me, Kelly?
What about you, Naima?
You worry about Manina.
Oh,
no,
sure.
Naima, we asking the question. Yes. That's the same question for you, Naima.
Somebody said Memphis called his head and his boyfriend are fighting on Fight Facebook.
Oh.
Again?
I cut with the Butch Queen.
Okay, y'all, what group y'all in?
I bet you do, Miss Naima. Huh?
I haven't gone to DC.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Do you need to inbox me, Sean, something you want to say to me? It sounds like you slightly iron trog my ice log over there.
Sean, friendship has grown.
I want to know, Sean, that same question for you.
Yeah,
Sean,
same question.
Oh, I definitely only the Butch Queen. I love the Butch Queen.
But you know what, though, Sean? You know what I will not do? I cannot do trade.
It's so funny. I don't like trade either. I only like
What's
Butch
wrong
Queen.
With
I don't like
uh-huh. So you like Butch Queen, Sean? Let me find out.
Yeah, I do. I love Butch Queen. You know, because
I love Queen. I like Queen. I like her. Yeah.
You like what, J-Rock?
I like Queen.
Twister.
Oh, you like feminine boys. You just like Queen.
Oh, she like the boys and me.
It's not that he likes feminine boys. J-Rock just like dicks.
So you like the boys that walk around with the pocketbooks and get their eyebrows off.
No. I like Queen as an average bunny. Like, you don't, as long as you're not acting like you're some kind of thug and all this kind of stuff, that's stupid to me.
So that's a good thing, J-Rock.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit.
I just said I don't like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, so Sean, you say you like Butch Queens. So you like cunty Butch Queens, masculine Butch Queens, or like fully versed Butch Queens? Or like I like
Butch Queens that are, you know, don't be too feminine or whatever, but, you know, I mean, just in between. Mm. You know, you ain't got to be all hard. I don't like aggressive men. That's a turn off.
So would you say that you are fully versed?
So you're a top.
No, I'm not.
You're fully versed.
No, I'm just oral foreplay, that's all.
So wait a minute, you don't let nobody play in your kitten box?
So basically, you like Mark, you just like the munch.
Oh, shit.
No, wait, hold it. One second.
You
want
to come in there.
My sessions and I won't worry about
you. Let's ask Manida. What you want? What you get into over there?
I get into anything that floats my boat. I'm not into whatever, baby. I'm trisexual. I'll try anything at least once.
I'm so glad they didn't left me and Jasmine out of this.
I'm too busy setting up the PlayStation.
Okay, y'all got to walk me through this. So, to send Jasmine a request, do I go to 2, where it says add a friend?
Okay, Naima, let me go walk you through this. Go up to your thing that says add a friend.
Right.
Okay, then click on that, then it's going to say okay. Then when it says 2, you click on that, and then you click on it again, so it opens up your keyboard, and that's where you type their name in.
Okay.
Or you could just go to Google and get PlayStations for Dummies.
You see? I don't have a problem.
You're going to be taking all problems.
And getting in the cab and coming over there. Okay. Because apparently, honey, you over there feeling it, Miss Callie, and I am in New York City.
Baby, don't come over here, honey, okay?
Kelly, I got an inbox.
We will dance in front of Manida.
I got a
Blackjack, do you have DC
you
Marvel,
boat,
DC?
Wait a minute,
J-Rock. Let me ask this question. I can ask him. Blackjack, do you have DC Mortal Kombat versus DC,
shit.
Or do you just have Mortal Kombat? Oh, you just got Mortal Kombat. Okay.
Ooh. Okay, now what would you say, J-Rock?
You said something about float your boat, and somebody said you don't have a boat, you have a whole naval vessel.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I sure do.
C-O-U.
You better work later.
T-U-R-E. Okay.
So, Miss Naima, when the last time you played in someone's cakes, honey?
Oh, my Lord.
This afternoon.
Right before she got on the show.
Sure.
No, actually, the other night when I went out to the village, I had brought a little snack back here.
Oh, Michelle, you was in the village?
Sure.
Who the hell she ate in the village?
I had brought with this little child back here, honey.
Child.
Make him squeal like a pig in here.
Oh, no.
Anyway, all right, so.
Hold on. I'm just noticing. I'm sorry, I just got back to the computer. Michi, you're on the air. I didn't even see you. I wasn't on switchboard. Michi?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, brother.
Hi, everyone. Hi, hey. Jasmine. Hi, Mark. Hi, Jason. Hi, Kelly. Loudmouth.
Hi.
Okay, speaking of another bottle.
Oh,
shit. You said, hold on, what happened there, Naima? Hold on,
I think
what happened?
He said speaking of another bottom.
What do you mean?
Michi, I need to know why the hell you're ringing my ubu after the crucifixion of Jesus.
Wait,
Christ.
No.
Oh. 3:30 in the morning, I am knocked out.
I'm about to give you that e-togger off the air. But it was some e-togger, and the shade is, I was like, oh, my God, I need to call somebody so they can get this. And Joe was the first person to my contact. I thought he was online. I just hit the thing, and he popped up, but you didn't answer.
What was the fee?
It was a show going on Uber.
And you wanted J-Rock to be a part of it.
To be a part of it?
No.
What are you
saying?
To get those biscuits frosted, Davis.
You have to get those
biscuits. Thanks to J-Rock. That's old J-Rock. They just be seeing you coming a mile away.
But you know what? No, no, Sabella. Secretly, I think you want to stick your nose in J-Rock.
Oh, Naima, he done had a crush on J-Rock since the first London Tea Party run.
Naima, please, Miss Mama.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about old boy that's on this phone.
Did you say old boy like that?
Oh, Sean?
Oh,
not Sean. Not that coochie.
Watch,
Naima.
Not too much,
Naima.
For that.
Sean, you supposed to be sending me a friend request. You over there eyeing it, Trog. You being scary over there?
No. Oh, no, not at all. I've seen what you look like. I definitely know who you are, Miss Naima.
Have you seen what you look like?
But I need
like
to see what you look like.
Did he just say
gave you a warning. He said, I know what you look like.
Yes, I remember Miss Naima when she used to be a Quran, honey. Yes. Should we take it back?
No, we don't need to take it back.
I remember when she used to perform Kelly Pfeiffer at the clubhouse.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Well, you know what? And I got that DVD here, too.
J-Rock, somebody want to know how you get on Uber with no phone or computer.
Oh.
I don't know. Some things you just got to, not say because you start to look stupid and foolish. I'm on the phone right now. That's dumb. And
okay, so Jasmine, I sent it. I hope I sent it to you, right, Jasmine? Because it didn't tell me anything else back. I guess it'll tell me if you accepted it or not.
Oh, no, let me get back to my conversation.
It'll show up on your friends.
What? I didn't. Hold on. Let me see. You say it'll show on my friends?
Mm-hmm. Once you say accept, it'll show in your friends.
You know, some people in the world are so slow today. You don't need a phone or a computer to be on Uber if you got, an iPad.
Yeah, I got you. Now.
Where's Mark?
Oh, okay, yeah, said you online. Okay.
Mark's right there.
Hi, Mark.
What the hell?
We never asked Mark what he likes.
We
know what Mark likes, honey.
We did.
I already
said what Mark likes, Kelly.
What is it?
All 1,195 friends know what I like, baby.
Mark didn't
and
like
everybody on there, my family, too. I don't give a flying fuck.
Mark, are you going to be taking any trips anytime soon?
I sure will. I'm going on my mansion fee for the summer.
Are you any good at it, Mark?
Oh, bitch, shit. I am the motherfucking pro. I think I might
It sounds like you want to find out.
No. I'm just asking, is he any good at it? That's all.
Let me go see if I can find your page, honey. Let me go whip out my magic wand.
Oh, shit.
That won't happen.
Yes. on my Munchin World Tour starting in June.
That's a Munchin World Tour.
Oh, my goodness, honey. Munchin World Tour.
And I like it.
Well, please just don't stop by Naima's.
You know.
Oh, no.
And if you drop by Naima's, don't drop that dun-da-dun.
Oh, shit.
There you have it.
Let me tell you something, Callie, okay? Don't get cute over there in your 30 inches.
How
30
inches
there?
32. Mm.
Okay. My mind went somewhere else when she said 30 inches.
Baby, please. I'd have been all on Facebook, honey, okay? Baby, please.
There is no such thing.
So, Callie,
honey.
I have a question. Do you
I would have
set
out for the world
with longer hair?
What? Yes? What did you say?
Do you feel more pussy with longer hair?
I don't
she
like
would want
I,
to.
Actually, I don't even like I don't even like I don't even like hair.
Because this feels like the longer your hair gets, the more pussy you give us.
Oh
so
no,
hard.
you know what it is. Like when I come out, when they call me out for LSS and I come out by myself, I give a little. But if you calling me out to battle somebody, bitch, I'm gonna give you a shout. Okay? I don't like hair. My hair, when was the last ball I was at? I think like 2 weeks ago, the last ball I was at. My hair's been in a braid since I left that ball. And I take it out every morning, and I braid she back down in a big corn braid, and she stays like that until I go out. I don't wear my hair out at all.
I hear that. J-Rock, the girls are really coming for you, honey, in this chat room. I don't know why.
They always do.
Oh.
They want a piece of J-Rock, Mr.
They've seen them.
Like I said, a nice guy once told me.
Jason, can you please send me the picture?
What picture?
They want J-Rock's.
Oh, J-Rock cake, because I know you got it saved to your computer.
It's actually, all of our pictures is in the tea party. The picture is up in the tea party room.
I'm not in the tea party room.
Well, Jason.
That means it's to pay.
Ooh.
Excuse me?
That means it's to pay.
This is saying so many words.
I'll see him in person when I come to Dallas for Sonali and Trey Ball.
Oh, shit. Well,
it's big.
Well,
what I hear
is
bigger in person.
Oh,
Jason.
Yeah. Huh? Because I still got Jason's picture in my computer.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. So do you consider yourself a power bottom or what? What's your deal?
Okay. This is what I was told. I consider myself a power bottom because of being aggressive and taking control. But I now because of all this raw porn that's on the internet, I would never call myself a power bottom.
Well, Jason, when you get it slayed, Jason, are you functional when you get it slayed or is it just limp?
I am a fully functional bottom.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not. A power bottom. A power bottom is those girls that get slayed, Miss Say girl, and it's not even hard, Miss Say, they just get it slayed. That's a power bottom to me.
No.
Honey,
you have to suck my dick, jerk me off. Ooh, oh my God, what has this show turned into?
Oh, the blood.
So wait a minute. So Sean, what are you? So Sean, what are you? Are you a functional atom bug, Sean?
No, I'm definitely
Oh, the blood.
See what happens when you don't have a show planned.
All that nasty
nasty bullshit y'all talking about. All that.
Oh, that's right, Jasmine. She'll be liking all that. I forgot all about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jasmine. I didn't know. You know, I just like
we did it. Sean,
Jasmine. Sean knew what he was doing. Not too much legendary, not because you can suck my ass with my ass.
Kelly, tell them
girls,
honey, I don't do all that shit.
Girl, baby, please. Baby, when I start talking about things, honey, she reads down, honey. She hangs up the phone and everything, honey. She don't.
So my ordeals, Miss Day, I can't, you know, I don't have a, you know, and I don't want what my sister got, Miss Day. I love my Lily, but she don't like to hear about my Lily.
I know what the Lily is, honey.
Yes, God, I know what the Lily is.
J-Rock, are you on?
Yes, yeah, J-Rock on. You on now? She always on.
So are we going to do a conference call or something like this so we can be talking to each other so I can talk shit to y'all when I'm whooping y'all ass in this game?
You ain't got to have your phone.
She determined to get played at some kind of time.
You don't have no earphones?
No, I don't either.
You said, do I have earphones? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean earphones like the Bluetooth to go to the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh no.
Oh girl, y'all are late.
No, I'm not late. I have a keyboard though, like you know, like a computer keyboard to go to my.
Oh,
phone. I got
had
everything
a keyboard,
else, but
I got a Bluetooth. I got the Bluetooth. Because I had the Bluetooth for when me and Michael used to play DC Universe. I ain't played that in a long time either.
Well, whoever is online now and wants to play DC Universe, let's get in there and get it going
now. I just told you, meet me in Tens of Chops.
You mean, you made a room?
Oh, you made a room? Oh, wait
first
a minute.
You said,
let me get my late ass
said,
on in
first
here.
First you said meet you in Gotham City.
Ain't nobody in Gotham City.
Calm down.
Y'all playing Mortal Kombat versus DC, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't say that, DJ.
Why don't y'all have the new Mortal Kombat?
With a new Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
She's talking about the one with Freddy Krueger.
Yes, Freddy Krueger, all
of
them.
Oh, I got that one. I just don't know. I just don't ever play it.
Yeah, well, you better not put it in with me then.
Oh, child. I think the codes are still the same codes. You'll still get your ass handed.
No,
I
won't.
Oh, no. Okay.
She's got a lot of practice from swinging.
You said, oh, Shay. You said Gotham City, or, oh, there you go. I found it.
Wait,
so, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Jasmine. Yeah, so is there anything that you want to talk about, like what kind of shows you'll be watching,
man,
you know, this weekend?
I get slayed.
Oh, I see it. Tens of Chops, okay.
Am I listening to J-Rock?
Oh. Naima, you don't have a good signal.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, bitch. You got like one bar.
Let me put
my show all green. Y'all the ones who don't have good signal.
I show all green, honey. J Rock showing three, and you showing one.
Private, honey, because they over talking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drop that dun dun dun.
Hey.
I said, don't drop that dun-dun-dun.
Did anybody see the new trailer for the Superman movie?
The Superman movie?
Oh, yeah. It looks hot.
Man, movie is going to be
sick. No, I missed that one.
No,
baby, Naima, you got to, you ain't seen the official trailer?
You
unless I seen it and I didn't know it was there, but no.
That new Superman
is something.
Oh, you
can't miss that, baby. That movie's going to be sick.
Yeah, it's gonna
be. They come out the 14th of June.
New trailer for the Hunger Games. Oh my god!
Oh, see, I haven't seen that.
You know, I haven't even seen that actually, to be honest.
What, the Hunger Games?
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to watch that as well.
Oh really, J Rock?
Oh.
Let's see who wins this.
Oh.
Do 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 Naima. Do 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 Ebony.
Oh my.
Not too much.
Oh,
shit. Did you guys catch Married to Medicine last week, honey? Sunday, when the girls were fighting.
Oh, you were going off?
Oh.
Y'all is playing down this thing?
Yes, you hear it.
That's not even them Lee Press on nails.
Oh, Kelly, I got a question for you, honey. What is the deal with Miss Laomi, honey? Why she always, every time I see her, she always no seal, no surge, no seal, no surge. What's her deal?
You would have to ask her her Prodigy PR representative.
Trouble in paradise.
Never trouble in paradise. She's still my daughter, Miss Thing, but you know, she's a prodigy. She has representation.
I hear that.
Did you get Rodney on the line?
Oh, shit.
Chad.
Right. Another cocktail.
Right,
what the hell did I miss?
Line.
I put the phone down and come back, and y'all talking about.
Oh, because I just asked Kelly, you know, what's the deal with Laomi? She's talking about no seal, no surge, no seal, no surge. And I just said, you know, what's up with all that?
Yeah, because so. she has no silicone.
Damn,
and she
I was
has
about
the
to
surge.
Turn him.
But she,
me and Kelly
one day,
have to make this announcement right now. We have anybody to watch Big Brother this summer.
Wow,
Big Brother? Oh, okay.
If y'all don't watch Big Brother this summer, and because you know in the summer we only come on Monday, bitch. Okay, if I don't have a recap from all of y'all about Big Brother on Monday when we come on, Miss Thing, I'm gonna put all of y'all torches out in September.
Child.
Okay, Big Brother is the motherfucking tea. Okay.
The only time I ever watched Big Brother was like the very first time it ever came on. I have not watched it ever since.
I've never really gotten into it.
I'm trying to be the first transgender woman to go on Big Brother as soon as I lose the rest of this weight so I can win some of these challenges. Excuse me?
Oh, you're going to be a scam on Big Brother, Kelly.
Oh, baby, they would get, baby, please. Honey, you know I'm going to manipulate the whole house and everything. Miss Child, please. They're going to be ready for this.
Wow. Moving a little too fast.
For those of you who don't know what Big Brother is, pretty much it's very simple. I think it's about 13 people, if not a little less, between 12 and 13 people. They put them in a house. They have to live in their house for 3 months. No TV. No radio, no phone, no connection to the outside world. And they have competitions every week. And they fight for head of household. And they vote people out once a week. And whoever's the last person standing wins $500,000.
Shit,
very good show.
That sounds like my kind of party. Party.
Oh no, I couldn't do it without the TV.
And there'd be so many scandals. There'd be so much shit going on up in their houses. It should be a mess.
When I tell you, Big Brother After Dark will be nasty with me on that show.
I bet it would.
Okay.
It comes on 3 times a week, and then every night, if you have Showtime, they show Big Brother After Dark for, I think, for 3 hours. And if you subscribe to the season pass on, I think, Real Player, you can actually watch what's going on in the house 24 hours a day. Every room, everywhere has cameras. They just pretty much watch everything that you're doing all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
So Naima,
you got to be in there just you and another man or just you and another man?
Hey, Rock Slay, Naima. Oh,
what you say, Mark?
I said you have to be in there with another man or just other men. Is it like, what is it?
No, it's male
it's
and female.
Male,
you need to press yes, J-Rock.
What happened to J-Rock?
Y'all need to take that private.
Oh, excuse me.
What the hell J-Rock do now?
Play Naima.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Mark, they pretty much it could be it's anybody. People from all walks of nature, old, young, gay, straight. It's just so much. And there's been so many episodes, I mean, so many seasons. They have so many twists. It's really fun. It's really interesting.
And they get into it, though, on that show, though.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the real world with challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Baby, let me tell you something, Mark. When I first started watching, baby, I sat here in my motherfucking house for 3 days straight, bitch, and did not move from in front of this motherfucking computer, in front of iTunes, bitch, watching all the old episodes after I seen the first season that I had watched. I needed to know everything about it.
When I watched, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't move. I know, okay, now I have to go and watch this then.
It's really worth it. Give it a try, especially when they have scandalous guests. I mean, people in that show. Sometimes they be throwing some people in there to make some people. It just really gets good.
You can buy. Would you buy the seasons on iTunes or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has seasons on iTunes. Yes.
Or you got, just hit up one of your friend guys to get an e-sucker number. You know,
Dave, you the one with the weakest connection.
When you get into her, baby, when you come back and you watch her, you're going to be like, bitch, Jasmine Kelly, that show was the fucking tea, bitch, okay?
Gotta get
It's like you go in there on the show, and it's like, you know, you've seen the show probably, and you're like, I need to just play this game for myself, and I should only think about me. But once you're in there, it's like, shoot, I got to get who I can get on my side or whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, you got to form alliances.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Damn.
It's crazy.
But I tell you that last season, bitch, was everything, Miss Thing. I was so glad that nerd won.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. I gotta try to interrupt y'all. But after I just wore J-Rock out, he has not won not one round, and now he doesn't want to play with me anymore. The next girl could line up to the podium.
Well, I'm waiting for him to accept mine.
Excuse me?
Now Naima feeling fab, honey.
No, I don't need
Naima,
to feel fab.
What are y'all playing?
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, this old slow game.
There's something wrong with my connection. It keeps freezing.
No, ain't nothing
girl,
wrong with it, honey. You just you're just over
say.
There agging gog.
I don't know who I'm playing. Who is this that I'm fighting?
You're fighting me.
I ain't playing.
Oh, no. I'm fighting. Oh, DJ is playing me. Oh, okay. Work, daughter.
Sure, let me play later.
Oh, I'm playing Miss J-Rock.
Jasmine, do you have Mortal Kombat? Do you have this, or do you have the new Mortal Kombat?
Well, she is way
what is it
on?
On?
She came out the gate.
You playing Xbox or PlayStation?
We playing PS3.
PlayStation.
Y'all going in.
Oh,
I need somebody to play Injustice, honey. I don't be doing all that old stuff.
Oh.
She just won.
Are you on kick?
Okay, you won that one, Miss Girl. Okay.
Are any of you guys on kick?
Yeah, I'm on kick.
Okay. I'll have to find you.
I'm big sexy Ms. Rahi.
Nah. I got Mortal Kombat. I don't got Mortal Kombat against DC.
Oh,
late. The shade of it all.
I think I traded that one.
You gagged.
I really did.
You gagged. I told you I'm nasty at these
bitch,
games.
Stop kicking me. The game over. Okay, I see I got to play with you, Miss Girl.
Oh, shit.
Well, I see how I got to play with you now, Miss Girl. Let me sit up on this bed.
Now, that really
can't. Devin, you can't play that one online. Well, I don't know how to get to online playing against people yet.
You gotta go to multiplayer, and then you go to online.
Okay.
Sit down, girl.
Oh, I lost.
Did I hear Dave say he lost?
Yeah, yes, he did, and I finished him.
You're always doing cheesy shit. Oh my God.
Fatality.
Injustice, honey. Inbox me.
And I ate you, dogs.
We don't got that.
Well,
we,
I do.
I need
well,
to
I'll,
get
cool.
it.
I'll after I kick J-Rock ass, I'll play you on that, Jasmine.
Well,
let's
go create
a room, honey.
Well, bitch, you got to get out of this mix first.
How about you come out this mix?
Bitch, let me back up then, you dick. Ooh, see?
Ooh.
Oh. This is how I play with the trade over here, girl. We get to cussing at each other.
Well, you must lose a lot.
Ooh, shit.
No,
ooh,
they do. They have to take off their clothes.
Oh, bitch.
Oh.
What bitch you just laid?
Now talk shit again, girlfriend.
Come up this mix.
Jasmine, what you over there doing? Did you fix everything? Did you do everything set it up?
Pull up.
I mean, didn't you say you were setting up your PlayStation or something you was doing?
Yeah,
what
she playing?
Yeah, I set it up. I don't have Mortal Kombat versus DC. I traded them out.
Oh, you just got the regular one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, me and you can play that then, honey.
Goofy lady.
Ooh.
Jasmine, we need to get online and play Tetris.
That's wrong.
Tetris.
Y'all know what Tetris?
Me and Jasmine play Tetris down, okay?
Now, wait a minute. J-Rock, let me explain something to y'all. J-Rock was the first bitch to say, don't keep doing the same move over and over again. But guess who was doing the same move over and over again?
Oh, shit. Really? Was that what he was giving?
Girl, he can't get out this mix with Tano.
Oh.
Who was that deep voice on the phone?
That's J-Rock.
No, that ain't J-Rock.
Oh, that's Naima.
No, it's not me.
No, lady, we get this together.
Y'all know my sister get a little baritone every once in a while.
Don't try it. Not trying, Kelly.
Sister girls want to play these motherfuckers.
Let me tell you something. You think you
slick,
bitch? You will never be able
to
predict my pattern, honey. Trust me.
Let me show you how these vanishing games go, lady. Since everybody wants to sit around here and vanish.
Out of here. I'm going to keep your ass right in that corner.
Girl, you'll be all right.
No, you'll be all right. Watch.
See? Well, you'll understand. Fuck out of here with that shit, lady.
Now.
She tried it.
No, I didn't try it. You're gagging again. Yeah. Who's the next one that's ready to get beads? Naima.
I'll be back.
Naima.
Huh?
Bitch.
Why didn't you call me back, faggot?
Oh.
I went to sleep.
everybody
get,
Jason. I went to sleep, bottom.
Jason left the game.
Okay,
in the
well,
of
I'm just saying, versatile queen.
I'm sorry, pudding cakes.
Okay.
Oh, J-Rock want to challenge me again? Oh, okay.
Jason left the game in the middle of the
I left the game because I was trying to type something and you were still wanting to fight while I tried to pause mine. So the only thing I could do was leave the game so that I could answer this question.
Girl, excuses.
Kelly!
Yes!
Excuses.
Did they take you to the end
everybody
up when you were out here?
Did they take me where?
To the end up?
No.
Oh my God! Baby, the end up is in San Francisco. All the kids, the white kids and the black kids and stuff, is very anything goes type of little atmosphere. They play the little house techno music, and she stays open till 12 in the afternoon.
Oh no, when I come back.
And the drug man be walking through the club. I had took Winston and these two kids from New York. One's a garçon, I forget their name, but I took them there on Saturday night after we left the Club Rimshot in Oakland.
Oh,
we
yeah,
went
over
to San Francisco to the end up.
I got to get there. I got to get me a piece of that.
Yes. So when you come back out here, you got to let me know so we can take you to the end up.
Yeah.
And be prepared. And it snows down in there. I don't ride the sled anymore, but it was snowing all around.
Party, party,
security
party.
Pays it. And security pays it. Only thing you can't do is smoke weed.
Yes. Come
it
on.
No.
What kind of shit is that, bitch? Why they always banning weed?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Smoky.
Right.
It's smoky.
Smell it all night.
Y'all got to catch J-Rock how he want to keep flying with Raiden, honey. Think he was going to turn it, but he got turned. Fuck out of here.
Yes, J-Rock. Raiden, yes, God. I love Raiden.
This bitch is in the telekinesis bullshit.
Mark!
Child, she act like she didn't want to let nobody out the corner.
That's
girl.
Why I did ask you. Have you ever heard of a molly up?
A Molly up?
It's called a Molly up.
A Molly up?
I heard of it.
She's
yet.
Like $20 a pill. If I tell you, I did not go to
it's
sleep.
It sounds like somebody's on Adam over there.
Yes,
I did not go to
Adam
sleep until
there.
Monday morning.
There's a whole bunch of people
at
in our room
in the
Tens and Job room now.
It
what
is?
About the Molly up, brother?
It was a Molly up, and she's 20 words, and it's like this fat, round gel cap.
Oh, that's
and
a super
call it a
Molly.
Molly up.
That's a super and Molly.
I would eat
she had
hope.
Me up.
Yes, God, wait a minute now. Mind you, I just came from the doctor today telling her, no, I ain't going to take no more, but wait a minute, Molly.
And look
up.
At you now, you want to do a super Molly. Look at you.
Oh, you know, I had that in that bathroom.
Did you have to
I'm jumping on the experiment train, Jason. Shut up, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Bitch, at least I got my PlayStation now. Bitch, where yours at?
Oh,
and bitch, you know where it's at in my system, bitch. The Molly's, okay?
So oh. You already think you Wonder Woman in your mind.
Okay, I got my magic lasso, bitch. I'm going to make you tell
that Molly up will have you feeling like Wonder Woman for real.
Ooh, so you didn't already tried it, huh?
Yeah, I took one. Well, it was actually Sunday morning. I think that's what it was because it was like 5 o'clock in the morning because the bar closes and opens back up at 5. So we stayed there till 5, and they serve just Red Bulls and stuff until the bar opens back up at 5, but it actually opens up back up at 4:45. So the bar opens back up, and my son was like, hey. He was like, hey, Ma, you want to take a Molly up? I was like, a what? He was like, a Molly? I'm like, what the hell is that? He was like, it's the same thing like a Molly, but it just gives you a little more upper. I was like, well, what's up in it? And so he just was like, you know, it's cool, whatever. But anyways, I was just, a dummy for drug, I guess, and took it just to see what it would do. And they had me up.
Yes,
so
that
Monday
morning at
1
o'clock in the morning.
Ooh. Okay, y'all motherfucking party monsters are going to stop giving.
And we was
what
up in the end up until 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I need that. It's for my weekend off.
Mind you, left my house at 11 o'clock.
What you saying
club,
over there,
J-Rock? Didn't get home until 11 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, J-Rock.
I don't have all those special characters.
What is a special character?
Well, in the meantime, while I'm whooping everybody who's challenging me,
who
I just would like to say that I really enjoyed being on the show with you tonight, Jasmine,
sure.
And Kelly and J-Rock and Nozabella and Sean.
Nozabella.
And Mark. I really enjoyed talking to y'all. I hope y'all tune into my show
damn,
tomorrow
bitch,
from
you
8
ain't
o'clock
say my
tomorrow
name.
Night. Until 9 o'clock, only 1 hour, and all
your
that sort of.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
The shade of it all, because I ain't hear her say my name.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes, and Jason, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Jason, huh?
You have a show for real, Naima?
Yes, I have it on Sundays and Thursdays. I mean on Thursdays and Sundays.
Naima, stop lying, girl. Stop
I've
it.
Already
we'll
had three shows
again.
Already.
Please send me the information.
Here you go with your Freddy
no.
Krueger layer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I didn't even pick that. Oh, well, here we go. I forgot about it.
Who added
somebody.
That, Sean? Is that your added to Adam going off like that?
Oh,
I sent it to
Adam
you.
Is going off with y'all got
yeah.
Dick and ass.
Sean disappeared.
Y'all think it's gone.
Sean's supposed to be
no,
getting ready
I'm
for a hair weave in the morning.
No.
That was
Brian.
Brian.
No, I'm right here.
That don't mean
that
it ain't going out just because you right there.
Brian Versace.
Yeah, he was on the show the whole night.
Tell her to stay out my inbox. Where's she at?
Ooh.
Bring her back.
Ooh, shade. Oh, girl.
Bring her back.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, my God.
Why was he in your inbox, son?
Oh.
Huh?
Trying to
we'll
see
talk
what
about
Molly
it on Tuesday.
Really
that's the tea party, right?
Oh, you ice balls, you dirty little son of a fag tree hugger.
Hello?
Wait. So she's in your inbox. Isn't she married?
Oh.
That's what she gave me. She said in the inbox that she said, you know, she's in a relationship. If she wasn't in a relationship,
oh.
Said about my pictures, whatever, up on Facebook. I was like, first
oh, that's
of all.
Oh.
First of all, sweetie. whether you was married or not, you are not my team.
Ooh.
Number one. So you can be as married as you want to be and want to be a whore, or as single as you want to be and want to sleep around. But, baby, over here, it does not go down. Oh. It's not going down. I can pop a molly up, do a whole eight ball, smoke an eight a weed, and, bitch, I will still look at you and say it's not going down.
That is it. Wow.
I'm dead.
Okay, well, that's how that goes. Oh, bitch, how you going to lead the game, bitch, in the middle of you losing? Girl, you're already lost. Don't it matter.
That's what I forgot.
Girl, Miss Jason just ran out the game, girl, with extreme shoes.
J-Rock is gagging because I almost lost.
I did not leave out the game, bitch. I hit the wrong goddamn button.
Yeah,
try
that's
not
what
to
it was.
Devin,
Callie,
you
should have
won
your
hair.
I need to say y'all good night, y'all, because the show
oh, damn, it is 2:54. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I guess we'll, you know, continue this, whoever's in the room, honey. Jasmine, are you going to put in Mortal Kombat tonight, or you want to just wait to get whooped tomorrow?
God bless you all tonight.
I'm just going to beat you real quick, honey. Good night.
Oh, really? Okay, so Jasmine, you going to put it in? Because if you going to put it in, I could beat J-Rock this last go-round, and then I could put in
bitch,
the Mortal
you
Kombat.
Ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. I almost got your ass.
Yeah,
good
I'm great, beat.
Say goodnight, Naina.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, good night. Good night, y'all. Jasmine, hit me up in my inbox when you're ready to play.
Okay. Say goodnight, J-Rock.
Bye.
Sean.
Good night.
Mark. He hung up. I think that's it. Where are you at, Kelly? All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody have a safe weekend. Tune in next week for the weekend recap on Monday with Kelly, Tuesday night tea party, and we'll be back next Wednesday. Notice show was all over the place, but how it goes. Have a good night, everybody.